Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Realty Track Senior Vice President Rick Sharga knows why.
The wild card, if there is one right now, is unemployment.
He says job losses made the third quarter the worst ever, with nearly 940,000 foreclosures.
We will wind up setting a new record for foreclosure activity this year. And we will very likely set yet another record next year before the numbers finally start to settle down.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
On Wall Street, cheers at yesterday's close, leaving stocks poised to open above 10,000 for the first time this year, buoyed by the prospect of more robust bank earnings reports. CBS News correspondent Anthony Mason says 10,000 may be just the beginning.
If those reports, you know, prove to be as encouraging as the market is anticipating, you know, this rally could hold up. There are many people I talk to who think we could be headed for 11,000.
But still, the cloud of gloom hasn't been completely lifted.
There's no question that there are still some big obstacles to the economy out there. And, you know, there are many people down on Wall Street who are bearish about the economy and about the stock market.
I'm Steve Kathan. There's still plenty of people bearish about their own situation, out of work or making less.
We're struggling. You know, we've had to change the way our family does business. And my wife is, you know, had to go back to work full time.
He's a pilot making $400 a week less than 6 years ago in San Francisco, a small business owner, is one of many in a bad cycle.
Having to cut hours, having to cut wages.
Squeezed by slumping sales and a 401k that took a pounding.
I'm close to retirement. I'm not going to be able to retire. Neither are my employees.
Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
And still to come, the September Consumer Price Index. What do the experts expect? Economist Joel Naroff.
It looks like inflation's under reasonably good control.
In a few hours, the government will announce that there will be no cost of living adjustment next year for tens of millions of Social Security recipients. To ease the sting, President Obama is going to call for a $250 stimulus payment for those getting Social Security benefits. There's been a new wave of attacks by militants in Pakistan. The aftermath of a blast in Peshawar, these attacks have left at least 36 people dead. Reporter Chris Albritton in Islamabad says the insurgents are stepping up their campaign to thwart an expected government offensive in the northwest borderlands.
We have not seen anything this sophisticated yet. In the past 11 days, there have been numerous terrorist attacks, and they have been escalating each time, both in sophistication and ferocity and coordination.
This is a day when health officials are making a big push for a simple act of hygiene. Correspondent Barry Bagnato has more from the CBS Health Watch.
A lot of soap, a little scrub. Nothing to it, hand washing, but even with the H1N1 threat, many people still aren't doing it. On this Global Hand Washing Education Day, British researcher Gabby Judah shows how simple messages flashed at public restrooms change habits. Men responded to shame and shock. Soap it off or eat it later.
Which is fairly disgusting, I think you'll agree.
Women reacted to educational tips.
Water doesn't kill germs, soap does.
The best messages increased hand washing 12% in this American Journal of Public Health study. Barry Bagnato, CBS News. Washington.
It's the Thursday.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Aurora police are investigating after a substitute teacher at Hinckley High School was allegedly assaulted by a student.
On Tuesday morning, a student had pulled out a cell phone and a teacher had asked that student to put it away. At some point during the class, the student pulled that cell phone out again, and the teacher did confiscate it.
Detective Bob Friel says the female student then became verbally abusive toward the teacher and then physically attacked her. The teacher received minor injuries. The FAA is hitting United Airlines with a multi-million dollar penalty for safety violations. The agency is proposing a $3.8 million fine against United for a problem found on a flight out of Denver. Shop towels have been stuffed in an engine on a Boeing 737 and weren't discovered for more than 200 flights.
Towels in the engine of any aircraft or towels in places where they shouldn't be is definitely a danger to any aircraft and the operation of that aircraft. But in this particular instance, the key now is to find out why those towels or those rags were in part of the engine.
Former FAA investigator Greg Feith tells 9 News that the fine sends a strong message that this type of problem won't be tolerated. The FAA is also proposing a $5.5 million fine against U.S. Airways for operating 8 planes in violation of safety directives. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a great start to this morning's commute. There's no crashes or stalls to get in your way. Southbounders on I-25, you're looking good as you're coming in from Thornton and Northland. Now, volume building just a little bit around 84th, but no significant delays. In the high country, slick spots along I-70, Vail to Georgetown, and chain laws are in effect over Loveland Pass. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be sunny with a high of around 65 degrees, currently already 41. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Pinnacle at City Park South just got better. A lot better. Specially reduced prices and below market interest rates now make owning even more affordable than rent. Get the whole story at denversbestforless.com.
You're listening to AM 760.
Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, that might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
The Dow jumps above 10,000. The Obama recovery is here, and it's real. How about it? Hello, everybody. A great big welcome on this Thursday, October 15. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Bill Press Show. Here we are, right in our nation's capital, right in the heart of the action on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., coming booming out to you from our little radio factory all across the great United States of America, coast to coast, and thank you for being part of the program. You can join the conversation at any time on any topic at 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-7737. A lot going on. The real debate now is underway in the Senate with Harry Reid's responsibility to put together, cobble together a strong health care reform bill, taking the best of the Senate Help Committee bill and what little worth there is worthwhile from the Senate Finance Committee bill and taking that to the floor. Nancy Pelosi's doing the same thing in the House. Meanwhile, down at the White House, after a three-hour session yet again, the fifth meeting yesterday on Afghanistan and Pakistan, AFPAC as they call it, the president goes off today to New Orleans to talk about the administration's efforts to continue the recovery there in New Orleans and along the Gulf Coast. We've got it covered, and again, welcome and invite you to join us at 866-55-PRESS. Team Press, Peter Ogburn, Dan Henning, what do you say, guys?
Happy Thursday.
Bill.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And Michael Steele yesterday laying it on the line. How helpful are the Republicans going to be on health care reform? Don't you think it's pretty clear now that all five committees have acted that there's going to be a bill? He was, and that the Republicans had better maybe, you know, start playing along? He was asked that question on Fox News by John Scott yesterday.
The feeling in some circles is that this healthcare train has left the station with the president at the wheel, and that Republicans better jump on board.
Well, I'm the cow on the tracks, and you're going to have to stop that train to get this cow off the track to move forward.
Michael Steele, the cow on the tracks. Yeah, first of all, why would you ever compare yourself to a cow on the tracks? Why would you ever brag about the fact that my job is to prevent, to make sure that health care reform doesn't happen? I want to derail this train so that 47 million Americans continue to have no health insurance whatsoever. Exactly. Why is that a goal? But here's the funniest part. You know what happens to the cow on the tracks.
Gets run over.
With today's trains. And if you don't believe it, go to our website. If you don't do anything else today, you got to see it. You got to see it. This is so funny. Thanks to Daily Coast. We got it from them. It's up on the website at BillPressShow.com under videos? No? Under,
right on the front page.
Right on the front page.
Under today's links.
All right. You will see what happens when you've got a good union engineer at the controls and there's a cow on the tracks. And you know what? The same thing's going to happen to Michael Steele.
We're not going to tell you what happens, but we'll give you a hint. Double saying.
Just a hint. All right. 10 minutes after the hour. Bernie Sanders, good senator from Vermont. Breakfast with Bernie about 20 minutes from now, and we're going to kick off this hour talking sports, Rush Limbaugh, baseball playoffs with George Bessie from the New York Times. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Here's what else is making news today. USA Today is no longer the king of national newspaper circulation. It was for years the number one daily, but reported a 17% drop in circulation last week. The AP reports that puts the Wall Street Journal on top with just over 2 million subscribers ahead of USA Today's 1.88 million.
I know, you know, I've said this before, a lot of people don't believe it, but the Wall Street Journal is a really, really good paper. Mm-hmm. It just has a crappy editorial page.
Mm-hmm.
A right-wing editorial page. Paper, though.
NASCAR has announced the first class to hit Hall of Fame. Included are founder Bill France Sr. and Richard Petty, seven-time Cup champion and NASCAR's all-time wins leader. After that, France's son Bill Jr. was named. Also, the final two slots for the first Hall of Fame going to Dale Earnhardt and Junior Johnson, former driver and car owner whose early days of running moonshine through North Carolina stand as a symbol of NASCAR's start.
You know, moonshine I can get excited about. NASCAR? Are they really going to, like, have a museum?
Oh, yeah, great. Absolutely.
Redneck Mecca.
While Rush Limbaugh won't be buying the Rams, the Miami Dolphins have another celebrity added to its already star-studded list of owners. Singer Fergie is now a minority owner. The Black Eyed Peas leader joins Gloria Estefan, Jimmy Buffett, J-Lo, and Mark Anthony in owning the Dolphins.
Why doesn't Rush join that crowd?
I don't think they'd like him.
Maybe they don't want him, right. 12 minutes after the hour, yes, speaking of Rush, his interest in becoming one of the owners of the St. Louis Rams looks like it was dashed yesterday when the group of investors he was going to be part of said in a statement that he was no longer part of the group. What happened? Well, let's ask George Bessie. George Bessie is an outstanding sports columnist for the New York Times and the author of several books about sports, most recently, Baseball, A History of America's Favorite Game. Hey, George, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for the mention of the book.
What happened to Russ? They dropped him like a hot potato, right?
As if they couldn't predict that, you know, the one portion of the country might be a little bit upset with him getting into a prominent role in the National Football League. Dave Chekas is such a savvy political person. He's handled everything so well wherever he's been. It's hard to imagine that he wouldn't look ahead and say, gee, some people might not be happy with Rush, including the players.
Yeah. Well, we certainly heard from a lot of them, right? Now, in your column a couple of days ago, excellent column, I mean, you are pretty clearly make the point that, in your opinion, it would have been bad for the NFL had he been allowed to be part of the owners. Why?
His record on speaking about race, I believe that he uses code words that appeal to a segment of the population out there, and nobody can convince me that he doesn't. I've gotten so many emails in the last couple of days from people saying, telling me about the, quote, black thugs in the NFL, and
yeah,
for that matter, the NBA. There's a level of dislike. Now, they talk about the jail and the dope and the fighting and this and that among the athletes, and I say, well, it's a representative sampling of young athletes who have been empowered, but to use the term black thugs, that's Limbaugh's audience, whether they will acknowledge it or not, and I stand firm on that. So to have somebody like that in the NFL, even if he would have been, as Check it says, a minority limited partner without access, without speaking for the team per se, that it would have given prominence to him, and I don't see why anybody in that league would want that. And by the way, the owners are, many of them are conservative people. I don't know the politics of all of them, but one does see some of their names pop up as donators to the Republican Party, and they have every right to be. They can be political. They can have their point of view. They should. But this guy is he's an exhibitionist. He's a loose cannon, and he makes a very good living on the radio, appealing to his core base. And that's fine. It's a wonderful country.
Well, you know, we've talked about this on the show the last couple of days, and some of our listeners have also said, "Yeah, but wait a minute. When you look at the NFL owners." And Al Davis's name keeps coming up, right? I mean, that we're not talking about a bunch of choir boys here.
Well, they'd vote Davis off the island in a heartbeat if they could, but they can't. I mean, he's a pioneer of the AFL, of the AFC, and God bless him for that. He was a man who built up an entire league, forced the two leagues to merge. I mean, he has a great history in football, deserves everything he has, and he's fallen on hard times on the field. Okay, but the fact that they would love to get rid of him for some of his obstructionist tactics, some of his moving around, the things he does, he's in the club. They can't get rid of him. It's a little bit different. The league has bylaws that says that say you have to pass in front of a board of 32 owners or 32 ownerships before you're accepted. You have to be passed by 24 of 32 clubs. And that's in there. I knew the other day that something was up when the league made this paragraph available. It's not published anywhere per se, but I was able to get my hands on it. Somebody made it available to me. And I said, gee, if they're telling me that they have a way to keep out somebody that's, quote, not one of us, that tells me that they were already
here thinking about
early
that.
In the week.
So you think that if it had come to this group with Rush as a minority partner, in front of the group of owners, you think they would fail, not gotten
Absolutely.
The votes?
Absolutely. The most conservative owners in there would have said, look, I agree with what the guy's saying, but we don't want him in there getting in the way, making comments about our black quarterbacks or the black thugs or the negative things that he has to say, on the sneering stuff that he does on the radio about the way the country's going. I mean, we all know what that's about, and particularly in relationship to the President of the United States, that somehow he has managed to link as a symptom of all that's wrong. I mean, the guy was rooting against a great American city of Chicago, which made a wonderful bid for the 2016 Olympics. Didn't get them for a lot of reasons, global politics, giving it to Rio, it was time for South America, et cetera, et cetera. But Chicago is a great city, and, is it a little bit black? Does it have a black history? Is it Democrat? All of those things that are linked in limbo land, and he cheered on the air when Chicago lost in the first round because it was a personal defeat. Does the NFL really want somebody like that representing them? And by the way, I seem to remember that St. Louis plays Chicago every few years, which would only exacerbate that.
George Vesey is our guest, the sports columnist for the New York Times. Hey, George, I should have asked, do you have a website we can direct people to or an email? You know what I mean? You mentioned you get a lot of emails. So
I do get a lot of emails. Let me put it this way. My email is listed on my columns. I have one in the paper today at nytimes.com. I am very accessible. Answer almost all my emails, particularly on Limbaugh, but I also got about 150 from Spain and Brazil when I wrote about the big soccer games that the U.S. played this summer.
Yeah.
So I am very accessible.
Here it is. I'm just looking. It's George Vec.
GEOVEC
at NewYorkTimes.com.
At NYTimes.com.
Right. GEOVEC at NYTimes.com. To make it easy for you, I'm talking to our listeners now, George. We'll put that a link up on our website.
I can hardly wait.
Here we go. You can answer them, but I won't have to. All right. Now, listen, I'm going to switch quickly here to, we're coming into, I think, a very exciting playoff season here for baseball with the Phillies, the Dodgers, the Yankees, and Angels. It's either going to be an East Coast World Series or a West Coast World Series or a bi-coastal World Series. The most exciting, don't you think, would be Yankees versus the Dodgers?
I think that's in the minds of the traditionalists that to bring these old teams. I mean, I grew up on Yankee Dodger. I was ruined at an early age. My psyche was destroyed at an early age. Listen to Tommy Henrick hit endless numbers of home runs off Don Newcomb. Both wonderful guys, as I got to realize when I became a sports writer. But I was hurt in an early age. So I think even for younger fans, they know that there were a lot of Dodger-Yankee World Series, when the Dodgers were in Brooklyn and then Los Angeles. So I would say, yes, that's the most.
And then you got Joe Torre's revenge, right?
Well, exactly. Torre coming back, and you know, he'd never talk about revenge. That's a couple years gone, and he's not. It's revenge in anybody's mind who wants to think about it. I believe he's moved on, except maybe in his most private thoughts.
He
he's
would
not
still
come in. He's the best citizen of that stuff. He comes in, he'll be fine.
Yeah, but he'd love to beat the Yankees, right?
He'd love to be. You know what? They're his guys, and he's not even emotionally. He managed those people for so long, and when he walked into that, if it would happen that he comes into Yankee Stadium for the World Series, and he would see Jeter and Rivera and Posada and some of the other people around the stadium. There are a few people, a few suits up in the tower, in the bunker, that he might like to rub their noses into. But any team that has Rivera and Posada and Jeter on it, he's not going to want to gloat about that.
So is it fair to ask you who you think is going to be in the World Series?
It's fair to ask me. I have a lot of respect for the Angels for the way they play. That I think that they could certainly beat the Yankees, even though the Yankees get a start in New York.
Well,
the Angels play the Yankees very well. They have in this entire decade beat them twice in the first round, 3-5. And Socha's a good manager. They have good players. I don't think they can stack up to the Yankees. I want to say this is, again, having shown my cards that I never have been a Yankee fan from an early age. But this is one of the really good Yankee teams that I have seen in this generation. This harkens back to the late 90s. I mean, they have so much firepower. They play the game right. They've gotten rid of, I hate to use Jason Giambi as the symbol of things, but they now have a first baseman who can hit home runs and catch the ball at first base, makes the infield better. This is a very good team.
Can the Phillies hold on?
Sure.
Yeah.
You don't want to be cliched, but anything can happen. The Phillies have a very good team. They're resourceful. We saw that the other night when they fell behind a couple of times to the Rockies and came back. They need breaks. Everybody does. But they are a good team. The top of their lineup is terrific. Pedro, who knows about him? But
right.
they certainly could beat the Dodgers in any kind of series.
Exciting to watch. George, great having you today. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
George.
Thanks for
calling. Again, okay, we'll put up our link on the website to GEOVEC, George Beck, GEOVEC at NYTimes.com.
The official morning show of the Obama generation.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
We know you can't afford to waste time at a weigh station. That's why you need Pre-Pass. With Pre-Pass, highway sensors check your weight and certifications as you drive highway speed. If everything checks, a green light on your dash lets you know you keep on driving. Try it for free. We guarantee you're going to want Pre-Pass along on every haul. Go to Pre-Pass.com and enter the promo code FREE or call 888-559-PASS. That's 888-559-PASS. 888-559-7277.
It's quite a proposition when you think about it. You contact GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. 15 minutes, simple as that. Something they've been doing for over 70 years. You want car insurance and you want extra money in your wallet, done and done. Now, not only do you have some nice car insurance, you've got plenty of money to spend on some tasty biscuits. Or flowers for your mum. Or whatever it is you fancy.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt. And it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
877-817-DEBT. 877-817-DEBT. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 877-817-DEBT. 877-817-DEBT.
Volume is building just a little bit for southbounders on I-25, 38 down towards Spear. Speeds are going to dip down about 10 miles an hour, slower than the posted limits. That'll tack a minute or two onto your drive, but we're not seeing any other delays as things do get up and running. 2 1/4 moving along at a pretty good clip as you're coming around that Parker curve, making your way up towards DTC. I-70, excellent shape. Wadsworth all the way up to Federal. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are you an employer or entrepreneur? Do you spend time growing your business or doing administrative tasks? I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. We handle details of your workforce like payroll, government compliance, workers' compensation, and health insurance. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Discovery Outsourcing at 303-868-5257 or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 888-600-MIDAS. 888-600-MIDAS. That's 888-600-MIDAS. Again, that's 888-600-MIDAS.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's...
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Tonight, Carrie Leahy said, you know, this basically makes everybody feel better about the American economy.
Markets move over 10,000, even though going over 10,000 doesn't mean a lot by itself. It is an important psychological barrier.
Psychological barrier. Everybody, in fact, it's good news for America. Everybody was happy to see the market bounce back. It's bounced up the Dow 53% since March when it was at a 12-year low. Everybody happy about it except John Boehner. Wouldn't you know it? Boehner dumped all over it yesterday, said it doesn't mean it means. It's not good news at all. Yeah. But last March, when it was at a 12-year low, he said this proves that the Obama economic plan is not working. Don't you think Boehner could have been gracious enough yesterday to say, oh, we're over 10,000? Well, maybe the Obama economic plan is working after all. No. Don't expect anything gracious or intelligent from John Boehner. Bernie Sanders next.
This is the Bill Press Show.
In this stressful economy, smokers are smoking more and being taxed more. It's not fair. Close to 500,000 Americans die every year from smoking. You know the facts. Introducing Smoke Assassin, the electronic smoking device that's just like the real thing. And look, smoke rings of water vapor. We'll give you the Smoke Assassin, a $120 value free. We can't say you'll quit smoking, but thousands quit every day. We can't say it's a healthy smoke, but you do the math. No tobacco, no tar, no chemicals, no poisons, no smoke, no ash, no smelly clothes, and no guilt. You blow out rings of water vapor. Smoke Assassin looks real, it tastes real, and it really satisfies. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free. Again, it's a $120 value. Yours free. Do it for your family. Do it for your kids. Do it for your health. Do it for you. And do it for free.
Yes, do it for free. 800-591-2546 for you or a loved one. 800-591-2546. First 200 callers get one for free plus shipping and handling. 800-591-2546.
We're starting to see a few more cars on southbound I-25 downtown as well as eastbound 36. This is Pecos towards I-25. As you're driving around off those highways, you're going to find some activity going on at 120th and Sheridan. Sounds like there's a medical emergency there. Let's take a quick look at today's forecast. Should turn out to be a sunny day with a high in the low to mid-60s. Overnight low dropping down to 40 degrees. Currently, it's 44. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
October is National Donut Month, and that means a whole month of eating donuts guilt-free. To help you do it, King Soopers offers more than 50 varieties of donuts made fresh every day. Pick some up on your way to work and bask in the love of your coworkers. Celebrate National Donut Month with King Soopers.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
Decisions. Business owners make hundreds of them every day. Hire or make do. Pay vendors or hold off. Go after new business or conserve resources. And when business owners recently talked to American Express Open about how they pay bills, the decisions they had made were equally different. Take Mark Pascal of Pascal Electric. He pays 80 to 90% of his expenses with a gold card from American Express Open and likes the results.
Cash flow. That's where the card comes in for me. It buys me an additional 30 days of money to keep my business. Couldn't live without it.
However, other business owners prefer to pay bills a different way, like Alan Hugg, founder of InnerGuide Technologies.
You know, checks work just fine for my business. They're easier to track, and I like the paper trail. We just want as tight a handle on things as we possibly can.
Is the gold card right for you? Visit goldforbusiness.com and hear both sides of the story from established business owners. Then decide for yourself.
When your child has autism, there are many questions and few answers. That's why families across the country are going online to give researchers the insight only they can provide. Join the IAN Project at IANproject.org.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
It is the Bill Press Show brought to you today, this Thursday, October 15, by the Sheet Metal Workers International Association. Great men and women of the Sheet Metal Workers Union giving a fair day's work for a fair day's pay in every one of the 50 states. Find out more about their good work at smwia.org. Two big issues here in the nation's capital, right down the street. And the Capitol building, continuing debate over health care reform and the shape of the final shape of that legislation at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, another at the White House, another three-hour meeting yesterday on whether or not to send more troops to Afghanistan, right in the heart of both of those issues. And on the right track on both of those issues. Our good friend, Senator from the state of Vermont, Senator Bernie Sanders. It's Breakfast with Bernie. Hey, Senator, how are you?
Good. How are you, Bill?
I know you have that brunch with Bernie with Tom Hartman, but so yeah. we've got a new tradition here. Breakfast with Bernie. We'll get you for one meal or the other. So, Senator, let me ask. So now the Senate Finance Committee has finally passed that bill. For what it's worth.
Bill, it may not be worth much. That's the problem.
That's the problem, right. Will there be a public plan option in whatever bill goes to the Senate floor?
Well, if I have anything to say about it, there certainly will. You know, the last poll that I saw, a CBS poll, had by a vote of 62-31, the American people wanting a Medicare-type public option available for all Americans.
Yeah.
Much stronger than what anybody here is talking about. So the American people want it. Number two, at a time when we are spending almost twice as much per capita on health care as any other nation, and the cost of health care is exploding, clearly you need a strong cost containment component and a public option which will compete with the private insurance companies and their drive for more and more profits is one of the elements that you need. So it is absolutely incomprehensible to me from both a political point of view, because this is what the American people want, and a cost containment point of view, which we desperately need not to have a strong public option. Now, as you know, the Finance Committee passed out their bill without a public option.
Right.
On the other hand, the Health Education Committee that I'm on did pass out our bill with a public option. All of the committees in the House had a public option.
So four out of five. Right?
Four out of five, and I think the American people are behind us, and that's what we have got to have.
All right. Now, that decision now will be made, correct? This is really a question, by Senator Harry Reid, with Chris Dodd on one side and Max Baucus on the other, both arguing their point of view. But is it totally up to one man, Harry Reid, to decide what goes to the floor?
Essentially, yes. You're right. Those are the three people who are going to be, and their staffs will be working on the bill, and then it will go to the floor. Once it's on the floor, it will be subject to many amendments.
Right.
I have a number of amendments that I'm going to bring forth where we will improve it. But that is the process right now.
Now, Senator, let me just tell you the way I see it, and tell me if I'm wrong or right. Everybody was very happy. I was down at the White House the other day when the bill was passed out of the Finance Committee, and everybody was talking about it. We have a bipartisan bill now because we have Olympia Snowe's vote. Here's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid that the White House has put her in the driver's seat, and whatever decisions made about what goes to the floor are going to be based on how to keep Olympia Snowe's vote. Am I right or wrong?
Well, I think that there's a merit in what you're saying, and that's a real concern. And we have, some of us have made it very clear to the White House on down that, you know, my job here is not just to vote for anything. It's to vote for a serious piece of legislation which will address the major healthcare crisis that we face. And I, for example, if I were on the Finance Committee, I would not have voted for that bill. That was a bad bill, not only because it did not have the public option. In terms of affordability, Bill, if you, at the end of the day, the middle class, people making $60,000, $70,000, they say, all right, this is fine. What is it going to cost me? Well, I think they're in for a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to find that it's going to cost them a whole lot more than they thought it would. And the other part of it is, you know, to do this bill, we are going to have to raise a lot of money. Well, where is the money coming from? I am not going to be supporting an effort to tax middle-class workers. This program is brought to you by the sheet metal workers. Well, those guys have worked year after year. Sometimes they've given up wage increases.
Absolutely.
In order to get a decent health care benefit. To say to these guys, sorry, we're going to be starting to tax you.
Yeah.
This is what McCain talked about and Obama ran against.
Exactly. Now, when they say we're going to tax these so-called Cadillac insurance plans, a lot of those, they're not such Cadillacs, by the way, but all those good insurance plans are things that American union members have fought for years and years, right? And they finally get it, and then we're going to turn around and tax them? That's crazy.
So that's what you got. You got those three components. You got other problems with it.
But,
so, you know, it's, you know, I hope, you know, that some of our friends in the White House are not simply of the view that anything is better than nothing.
Now, I just want to come back to Senator Snowe, because the New York Times reports this morning, you know, she's selling this compromise or pushing this compromise, the so-called trigger, right? We won't have a public plan option, but there'll be a trigger if the insurance companies, as I understand it, prove that they're not lowering premiums in so many years, then we could trigger a public. And the New York Times reports that the White House is interested in this idea. I mean, the trigger's crazy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Let's go through the basics. What is the function of a private insurance company? Is it to provide health care? No, it's to make money.
To make money, right.
And they're making huge amounts of money while they are raising insurance premium rates very extraordinarily. I mean, just rates have been going up very, very high in the last couple of years. You have in many parts of the country a handful of insurance companies who dominate the market. There's not a lot of competition. So the idea that we're going to wait until something happens, well, you don't have to wait. It's already happened.
Exactly.
You know, the most peaceful and bureaucratic system in the entire world. We've got to move today.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. Senator Bernie Sanders, our guest here on the Bill Press Show. Senator, not that we've resolved the health care thing, but we know where you are. We know where the American people are, and we just have to keep pushing and pushing until we get the strongest possible bill with a strong public plan option. But I do want to ask you about Afghanistan. The president is taking his time to weigh this request from General McChrystal. Do you think anyone can make a strong case that would convince you we need more troops in Afghanistan? American troops?
You talk about complicated issues. I mean,
yeah.
You got Afghanistan is not the major issue. Actually, it's Pakistan, and you got to look at the entire region. You have to understand. I mean, just you take a deep breath and think about it. This is our ninth year. We have lost over 800 soldiers. We have spent over $200 billion. The recent election there suggests to many that you have a corrupt president. The economy is run by corrupt people. You have a huge amount of poppy seed being manufactured there, which is converted into heroin, and they've got streets all over the world. So you got a really serious problem, and I am just not convinced that what we want to do is move toward a quagmire in Afghanistan where you pour more and more troops in. I just worry about that scenario very much. On the other hand, I don't think you can withdraw the troops tomorrow. But there's got to be a middle ground where we are smarter, both in taking on the Taliban, who are an extraordinarily reactionary group of people, and being effective in fighting against Al-Qaeda. And perhaps understanding there's a difference between the two. Al-Qaeda is an international terrorist group. The Taliban is a totally reactionary nationalist group. And how you deal with that reality so that you prevent the Taliban from coming to power, you fight international terrorism without getting bogged down in a 20-year war is the challenge that we face.
And that's where Vice President Biden seems to suggest we should be focusing, right, on sort of a strike force approach to go after Al-Qaeda in Pakistan or some of them still left in Afghanistan or wherever they happen to be in the world, rather than think we can build a new model nation in Afghanistan.
Well, I think that's my understanding as well. I think that's the germ of an idea that we might want to build on. I don't want to go too far out here. It's a complicated issue, and we're still thinking about it. But I just got to tell you, just sending more and more troops in without clearly understanding our goal. You tell me, Bill, what is our goal? You're not going to bring forth the Jeffersonian democracy in a country which is dominated by warlords, corruption. You're not going to do that. What is our exit strategy? How many years do we stay in there? I mean, 9 years is just an extraordinary length of time. We're almost getting used to the fact that this is a perpetual war. But 9 years, we have in my state of Vermont, we've got another deployment of 1,500 guys in the National Guard, men and women. And it is just, I mean, their lives are being disrupted. Half of them had already served in Iraq. And this is just one small state. So this war is taking its toll on us. We're in the middle of the worst recession that we have seen since the Great Depression of the 1930s. We have a $12 trillion national debt. So, I mean, there are a lot of factors that have to go into our decision in Afghanistan.
Well, Senator, I tell you every time we talk, I'm just glad you're there, glad you're on the job.
I'm glad you are where you are, because let me tell you something. Talk radio and having progressive voices on talk radio is enormously important. You're doing a great job, Bill.
I appreciate that very much. And so our listeners, you know, we keep the pressure on, but you're our leader. We are following you. Thank you so much, Senator.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, Senator Bernie Sanders. I got to tell you, if we had 50 guys like him, we had even another 10 like him, this would be a better world. He's a great United States Senator.
The Bill Press Show continues. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Former Police Chief Joe DeLaTorante.
The crime I'm about to reveal is intended to inform you about the risk of identity theft. As a police chief, identity theft was always a problem, but never at this level. The New York Times revealed the arrest of an identity theft ring responsible for over 130 million stolen credit and debit card numbers. 130 million, many from popular stores, restaurants, and websites. Even worse, some portion of those stolen cards were sold online to other thieves. And with 130 million stolen credit and debit cards floating around the internet, maybe mine, I didn't want to risk it. So I signed up for LifeLock, and you should too. Why risk suffering the cost of identity theft when just $10 a month helps protect you?
Call now and mention Officer Joe to take 20% off. That's like 2 months free. Call 1-800-983-0552. That's 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552.
There are no crashes or stalls to get in your way, but we're seeing volume start to build in those usual spots. Eastbound 36, getting a little crowded. This is Pecos towards I-25, but the slowest stretches as this morning's commute gets up and running are the ones on southbound 225. This is on that approach to Yosemite, taking you up towards I-25. Speeds are going to dip down into the 20s and 30s through there. Southbound I-25, also a crowded ride, 104th towards 84th. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now, the Home Depot has 15% off select special order windows and doors from top brands like Geldwin and Feather River. Many are Energy Star rated for lower energy bills. That's savings you can put toward a programmable thermostat or better insulation, which should give you a nice warm feeling inside your wallet. 15% off select special order windows and doors. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 21st, U.S. only. See store for details.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about a dollar an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
Here, AM 760.
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child cough through three closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products from Theraflu to Aleve to Soft Lips, moms can do anything. Save money, live better, Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance.
sense. It will make you want to say,
"Let's go, life! Let's go!"
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Oh, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. We've installed over 30 solar systems for elementary, middle, and high schools in Denver and throughout Colorado. As a longtime educator myself, I'm helping teachers develop curriculum for children to learn more about energy efficiency and renewable energy. With new local rebates, federal tax credits, and grant funding, now is a great time for schools to get solar electric systems installed at little or no cost. Let us help you get solar on your school. Call SolSource for a free evaluation at 303-297-1874 or online at SolSource.com.
District Court of Palmetto County is now in session. Judge James K. O'Connor presiding.
Counsel, you may present your opening arguments.
Thank you, Your Honor. Allow me to begin by saying...
Case dismissed.
What? I object.
Overruled. I have just received evidence of a Comcast sale with unprecedented savings for everyone. Court is adjourned.
A Comcast sale just popped up, and you can get our best price right now on Comcast Digital Cable. Just $29.99 a month for 12 months. So hurry and call 1-800-COMCAST to get thousands of on-demand choices in crystal clear picture and sound. Plus, there's no installation fee. But make it fast, because our special price of $29.99 a month for 12 months ends soon. So call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Offer ends 10/27/09. Restricted supply. Limited to digital starter for new residential customers. 1-year contract required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, custom installation, taxes, and franchise fees extra.
Arizona. I see the Republicans as the cow on the tracks as a win-win, because when the health care train passes over it, we'll be able to serve hamburgers at the celebratory barbecue.
So, perfect.
Perfect. There we go. Thanks, Sheldon. On Afghanistan, yesterday it was announced that by Prime Minister Gordon Brown that the UK is sending an additional 500 troops to Afghanistan. And the BBC reported that Brown had already made that decision only because he had been told by President Obama that Obama himself had already decided to send more troops to Afghanistan. Robert Gibbs says, not true.
The president has not made a decision, and when he does, I think you can assume that the BBC will not be the first outlet for such a decision.
I was there yesterday at the briefing when Gibbs made that comment, and he had a great big grin on his face. Obviously, I kind of think Obama's already decided to send more troops. I hope I'm wrong, but I do think he's right. When they make that decision, the BBC is not going to be the first one they tell. And finally, Hillary Clinton in Russia yesterday, interviewed by ABC, she was asked one more time the dumbest question of all. Is she still planning to run for president again?
I have absolutely no interest in running for president again. None. I mean, I know that's hard for some people to believe, but, you know, I just don't.
Take her word for it. Hillary Clinton is not going to run for president again. She's not going to run against Obama in 2012. Even if she's no longer Secretary of State, she's not going to run against Obama, and she'll be too old in 2016. You know, if you want to think about a Clinton in 2016, Chelsea for president.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
In this...
Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale kicks off with incredible two-day specials Thursday and Friday. Michael Kors wool suits, $169.99. Michael Kors dress shirts, $19.99. Designer sports coats, $69.99. Macy's private brand raincoats, $69.99. Macy's private brand dress shoes, $39.99. Hurry in for great specials Thursday and Friday at Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices.
Truckers, we know you can't afford to waste time at a weigh station. That's why you need PrePass. With PrePass, highway sensors check your weight and certifications as you drive highway speed. If everything checks, a green light on your dash lets you know you keep on driving. Try it for free. We guarantee you're going to want PrePass along on every haul. Go to PrePass.com and enter the promo code FREE or call 888-518-PASS. That's 888-518-PASS. 888-518-7277.
If you're losing your hair, it's probably thinning, drying out, or breaking off. There's an incredible new product you need to know about. It's called Ovation Cell Therapy. Men and women across the country are raving about it.
I can't believe it. No prescriptions, no transplants, just a simple cream rinse application. It really works. My hair is stronger and thicker in just days.
My hairstylist suggested Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore my brittle and damaged hair. Wow. I can't believe how shiny and long my hair is now.
Ovation Cell Therapy really works. Growing hair at up to 50% faster than the normal rate. Just go to ovationhair.com to learn more about the money-back guarantee. It costs less than prescription meds and can restore any type of hair. Ovation Cell Therapy is safe and effective even for chemotherapy hair regeneration. Go to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. Grow your hair longer, stronger, and faster. That's ovationhair.com. And don't forget to enter AM760 for your special discount.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 888-600-MIDAS. 888-600-MIDAS. That's 888-600-MIDAS. Again, that's 888-600-MIDAS.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
All right, here we go on this Thursday, October 15, my parting shot for today. You know, twice this week I've been asked the same question on television, once on MSNBC and once on Fox. Question, are liberals disappointed that President Obama hasn't been more decisive? Disappointed that he hasn't moved fast enough on some issues? And my answer is yes. And no, talk about being indecisive. Yes, President Obama has been very decisive on some issues, on the economy, for example, on banning torture and on bailing out the auto industry, cash for clunkers. But no, in my judgment, he hasn't been decisive enough on getting rid of don't ask, don't tell, and insisting on the public plan option. Part of that, of course, is because we liberals as a group, let's be honest, we tend to be more impatient than conservatives and more critical of our own leaders. And part of it's because expectations for Barack Obama were so high that we figured he'd solve all the world's problems in his first 2 weeks in office. Yet, while our expectations were too high, our job is still to keep the pressure on, to make sure he moves as fast as possible, and that he never backs down from the promises he made. President Obama has indeed already accomplished a great deal, but you know what? He wouldn't have done so if we had not at the same time supported him and held his feet to the fire. That is our job. All right, that's my parting shot for today, folks. So on healthcare, more conversations. at the Capitol building today. Don't forget, send your emails to Harry Reid. Give him the message. He's got to make sure there's a public plan option in whatever bill goes to the floor of the House. And forget about Olympia Snow. Snow what? All of that we'll talk more about on the radio tomorrow. Have a good one.
This is the Bill Press.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's no surprise, but it is official now. The government says more than 50 million retired and disabled people who get Social Security benefits will not receive a cost of living increase come January. That's because benefits are pegged to the Consumer Price Index, and the CPI did not go up over the past 12 months. In fact, it fell more than 1%. Mary Liz Burns with AARP says that's scant comfort for people who rely on those government checks.
They're having a really hard time trying to figure out what to pay for, how to make ends meet, whether or not to skip pills or to split pills.
Social Security benefits went up by about 6% last January, and recipients received a one-shot check for $250 a few months after that. The president and some members of Congress are calling for another one-shot payout. Wall Street's Dow Industrial Average is above 10,000 for the first time in a year, but the stock market could give back some of yesterday's gains when trading begins in 30 minutes. S&P futures are down 5 points just ahead of the opening bell. The job market is continuing to show modest improvement. The number of new unemployment insurance claims fell to 514,000 last week, the lowest level in about 10 months. Even with that, unemployment is close to 10%, and with people still losing jobs, home foreclosures were up about 5% over the summer months. Overseas, attacks by militants in three Pakistani cities have claimed more than three dozen lives. Terrorism expert MJ Gohel says it's payback for the ongoing Pakistani government crackdown on the Taliban.
We are seeing a new level of sophistication, coordination, and determination.
Washing your hands is one way to avoid getting the flu, and playing the shame game is one way to get people to wash their hands. CBS's Barry Bagnato has that.
With hygiene so important these days, British researchers got more people to wash their hands in public restrooms by flashing messages.
The results for this were actually very surprising. Men and women behaved extremely differently.
Men reacted to disgust, women to educational messages. Social shame worked for both. This study in the American Journal of Public Health. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
You might think all the world is a Twitter over those social networking sites. Believe it or not, some people have decided to just say no. Live to CBS's Steve Gaffin.
Even the man who gave us Twitter, Jack Dorsey, knew it wouldn't be for everyone.
There is such a thing as too much information. The best thing about this technology is that it's completely recipient controlled.
Meaning no one's forcing you to use it. And even though most 18 to 34-year-olds visit social sites, there is a solid, if small, legion of young people who withstand peer pressure to join. Some say it's about privacy or being involved offline. One tells the Washington Post, "I have friends and I know how to reach them." Frank.
Japanese officials have released a Tennessee man who was jailed for trying to take his two children back from an ex-wife. Chris Savoy is free to come home without the children. His current wife, Amy, says the experience was an ordeal.
The family life he had in Tennessee has been completely dismantled and apparently irreversibly.
This is CBS News.
What's your eureka moment?
Sure, wind and solar energy are part of the future, but we need a reliable source of power to do the job when the wind stops and the sun sets. That power? Natural gas. It's twice as clean as coal and super abundant. So when I realized the success of wind and solar is dependent on natural gas, that was my eureka, baby.
America's new natural gas.
cleaner, smarter energy. Discover more at newnaturalgas.org. Sponsored by America's Natural Gas Alliance.
A car accident is bad enough, so that's why GEICO makes it easy to file a claim. You can do it online or over the phone. Then you go to geico.com to track your claim, view photos of the damage, or print an estimate. And for as long as you own your car, repairs are guaranteed when you use a GEICO recommended repair shop. GEICO's easy peasy lemon squeezy claim service, they call it. Okay, it's just me that calls it that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Towels in the engine, and nobody noticed it for 200 flights. That's the claim from the FAA and the reason it plans to fine United Airlines more than $3 million. The problem was finally spotted on a United flight out of Denver.
Towels in the engine of any aircraft or towels in places where they shouldn't be is definitely a danger to any aircraft and the operation of that aircraft. But in this particular instance, the key now is to find out why those towels or those rags were in part of the engine.
Former FAA investigator Greg Feist spoke to our partners at 9 News. Taxpayers wondering where stimulus money is going are getting new details. A national board set up to monitor stimulus spending plans to release a big report on direct federal spending by state on Thursday. The report will include Colorado's job numbers. Boulder is floating an idea that would charge non-residents to use county trails. The proposal is to raise money to buy more open space. It's estimated that 40% of all visitors to Boulder County open space actually come from outside Boulder County. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Lots of cars on the road causing some delays right now. Southbound 225, this is after that Parker curve up towards I-25. Speeds are going to dip down into the teens and 20s. Same deal for southbounders on I-25. That's on that approach to 104th down towards 84th. Checking on those CDOT cameras. Eastbound 6th Avenue really slowing down federal towards I-25. In the high country, chain laws are in effect for the semis over Loveland Pass. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day with a high right around 65 degrees. Currently, it's 42. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ralph Schaum Mini, now offering special 1.9% APR financing through November 2nd on all 2009 Mini models, including the Mini Convertible. Learn more at RalphSchaumMini.com.
Right now, the Home Depot has 15% off select special.
Hi, I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. Discovery handles details of your workforce like human resources, payroll, and health insurance. Our large group healthcare plan is form for small businesses today. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Sandra at Discovery Outsourcing, 303-868-5257, or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
706 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota here on a much nicer morning. Not pea soup out there. I can actually see the mountains out there going up into the 60s today. Usually we do our news update right now, but as promised from yesterday, in studio with us now, former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff. We're going to kick off this morning with an hour with Andrew. He is running for the U.S. Senate here in Colorado in 2010, declaring his primary campaign, his primary candidacy for the Democratic nomination just a couple of weeks ago. He's in studio. Thanks for getting up early and being in studio.
Thanks a lot, David. That was a nice endorsement you just got from Mike Rosen, I heard, on the way in.
Yeah, it's I always say if you can get Mike Rosen to say something like that about you, you might be doing something wrong. Hopefully not, though.
Reminds me of the Colorado Springs Gazette was taking a look at the Democrats who were under consideration for the Senate seat, and they said, we don't really like any of them, but Romanoff is the best of the lot.
Yeah, so you're sort of like, that's a from the Colorado Springs Gazette. It's like, uh-oh, if they like me. Although they're, you know, in fairness to the Gazette, they are a they have some iconoclastic positions on civil liberties issues. They're conservative, but they're sort of traditionally conservative, not the Bush conservative, if you will. And so that is actually a good segue to get into our
first topic here. And we're going to be taking calls. So if you want to ask Andrew Romanoff here a question, give us a call, 303-713-7600. And what I should do, I forgot to do this, as always tradition, let's ring in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo here. Can we do it? There we go. Okay, so now you're officially in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Again, Andrew Romanoff here, 303-713-7600 if you have questions for him. My first question for you, we were just talking about the Colorado Springs Gazette, conservatism, liberalism. Why are you running? And I don't ask that in a suggestive way, like, why are you running? But, like, what is the mission of your candidacy? How should people look at the choice, at least in the primary to begin with, between you and Michael Bennett? Is there a liberal-conservative divide? Is there a Colorado-Washington divide? How does that break down?
Sure. No, I appreciate that question. You know, I'm running for the Senate because I want to serve the state and the country that we love the best way I know how. I think this is, as you pointed out on the show many times, a moment of extraordinary promise and peril for our people and our planet. If we can't make meaningful progress on a whole host of issues, from healthcare to human rights to climate change, at this time, we never will. Nobody in this race on either side of the aisle brings a stronger record of legislative leadership, a deeper knowledge of this state, a better ability to bring Democrats and Republicans together when we can find common ground, and a willingness to draw the line when we can't.
Why do you think Governor Ritter, and I'm sure you get this question all the time, and I'm sure it's an annoying question, why do you think Governor Ritter appointed Michael Bennett, a almost complete unknown, somebody who I think, this is not a value judgment here, but somebody who I think we can just simply say certainly did not have nearly the legislative experience that you had? There was some speculation in the Denver Post that there was a back and forth, that you wanted the appointment. I don't think you deny that you would have liked to have been appointed. Obviously, you're running because you believe that you can serve the state in the position of U.S. Senate better than anybody else running. What was all of that about, the appointment of Bennett? Why do you think he was selected? And what do you think, why do you think Ritter and, for instance, Senator Mark Udall and some of the other parts of the Democratic establishment have been so quick to endorse him in this primary?
Yeah, I think your first question is probably better put to the governor. And I should say this, I respect Bill Ritter. I support Bill Ritter. I'll be voting for Bill Ritter and endorse his re-election next year. He was the decider, and the law gives the governor the power to fill a vacancy, which was created, of course, when Senator Salazar was appointed to the cabinet. But now the decision rests, and as it should, with the other 3 million registered voters in the state, none of whom have had a chance actually to pick a senator yet. And I think I'm glad that folks will get a chance to vote next year. This is a really important decision, who will represent Colorado for the next 6 years. You're right, some folks have already weighed in, and I'm proud of the support I've gotten in every county in the state. I'm proud of the fact that so many Coloradans have logged on to AndrewRomanoff.com and invested their time and their treasure in this campaign. 95% of my donors come from Colorado. This is a campaign funded, fueled, and focused on the concerns of ordinary Coloradans, and that's whom I aim to represent.
Do you think that's the divide here? And what I mean by that is you've got the recent news, the latest news from the campaign trail is that you've raised about $300,000 and that Michael Bennett has raised another $1 million this quarter, and that Bennett has become one of the leading recipients, for instance, of Wall Street money. He's raised a lot of his money from out of state. Do you think that this campaign will ultimately come down to a choice that, in a sense, that the choice in voters' mind will break down between somebody who knows the state, who has been working in the state, who has been in the state, versus somebody who is, if not funded from out of state, certainly doesn't have the roots in the state? By that I mean, is it a question between who has a better grasp of the state than the other one, or are there issue differences? Are there differences between you and Senator Bennett on health care, on the Employee Free Choice Act, on the war in Afghanistan, the war in Iraq?
Yes, is the short answer to that question. So there is a difference, I think, in how we have approached this campaign and who is funding our efforts. And I'll just offer a couple quick thoughts here. I'm proud of the fact that We managed to raise more than $250,000 in a little more than 10 days. We announced our candidacy, as you know, about 4 weeks ago, and we had about 2 weeks before the end of the quarter. So I think we raised more money from more Coloradans in less time than just about any other candidate, maybe any other candidate. We'll find out as the reports come clear. And I think when I win this nomination and the election, as I intend to do, it will send a seismic shockwave across the country. It will say you can get elected to national office in America today, not just by trolling for dollars on Wall Street or Washington, but by talking to the people you represent. That ought not to be a radical approach, but it is.
It's radical, and unfortunately seems radical, and unfortunately seems old fashioned. But you know, and full disclosure here, you know, I've worked on primary campaigns like this. I worked for Ned Lamont when he challenged Joe Lieberman, and it was obviously different. Ned was had a lot of his own money, but there was this sense, and there was this sense of the establishment versus the grassroots. President Obama, for instance, has weighed in on this race. The White House has there's been a lot of talk about how it's been trying to clear the field throughout the country in terms of primary challenges to incumbents. Do you think that one of the fundamental problems in the Democratic Party these days is a gulf between the grassroots and the sort of power structure, the establishment, to use another old-fashioned term? I mean, I think that's what a lot of people have been feeling in the first 10 months of the Obama administration, which is this sense that things are different in Washington than they are back home, that candidates campaign differently when they have to deal with the grassroots than when they get to Washington. Is that something that you sense, and what can you say to people to reassure them that if and when you win the nomination and win the election, that you won't become part of the problem?
I think that's a terrific question, and I think it is a problem, and here's what I can offer. I spent 8 years in the state legislature. I was the Democratic leader of the House for roughly six of those years, and what made me a better representative was my ability to listen to the people I represented. The stories that shape my work at the state capitol and will guide my hand in the U.S. Capitol are the stories of the kid I met in the San Luis Valley who wants to know why the facility where he's asked to go to school isn't up to 21st century standards or even late 20th century standards. Or the mom I talked to in Greeley who said her daughter has diabetes, and if her son-in-law loses his job, that pre-existing condition will make her daughter ineligible for coverage. Or the family I talked to in Delta County just the other day who said they thought they had insurance until a catastrophic illness made them realize you know their coverage didn't take care of their needs. I just want to offer one other thought on this subject, because you're right, a lot of folks have weighed in, a lot of money has already been spent, but one person who hasn't been heard from, and I carry this with me every day, is a woman who sent me a check for $10, and her name is Pat Yates. She said, "I wish it could be more, but I lost my job 11 months ago. Company closed, very hard with a single income. Savings are almost gone. Please remember us when you get elected." And then she said, "Let me know of any job opportunities that you may come across." I mean, these are the folks I'm fighting for.
And I think that's a sentiment about the economy that a lot of people are feeling these days. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. If you want to ask Andrew Romanoff a question about his positions about the upcoming U.S. Senate Democratic primary, give us a call. We're in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, 303-713-7600. We got a couple open lines, 303-713-7600. After the break, I will ask Andrew Romanoff a couple of questions about where he comes down on specific issues, health care, immigration, the Employee Free Choice Act, and then we will get to as many of your calls as we can. Again, 303-713-7600. It's 718. Let's get a traffic update with Todd Parker.
We've got an accident southbound I-25. This is right around 38th, kind of hanging things up as you're trying to get down.
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Le'Veon.
That's Jared.
The design and craftsmanship of Levion jewelry, including the delicious new trends, Levion chocolate diamonds, Levion chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, and raspberry rhodolite garnets in strawberry gold, must be seen to be appreciated. Visit Jared to understand why Levion has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
The District Court of Palmetto County is now in session. Judge James K. O'Connor presiding.
Counsel, you may present your opening arguments.
Thank you, Your Honor. Allow me to begin by saying...
Case dismissed.
What? I object.
Overruled. I have just received evidence of a Comcast sale with unprecedented savings for everyone. Court is adjourned.
A Comcast sale just popped up, and you can get our best price right now on Comcast Digital Cable. Just $29.99 a month for 12 months. So hurry and call 1-800-COMCAST to get thousands of on-demand choices in crystal clear picture and sound. Plus, there's no installation fee. But make it fast, because our special price of $29.99 a month for 12 months ends soon. So call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Offer ends 10/27/09. Restricted supply. Limited to digital starter for new residential customers. 1-year contract required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, custom installation, taxes, and franchise fees extra.
Now, the Home Depot has 15% off select special order windows and doors from top brands like Jeldwin and Feather River. Many are Energy Star rated for lower energy bills. That's savings you can put toward a programmable thermostat or better insulation, which should give you a nice warm feeling inside your wallet. 15% off select special order windows and doors. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 21st, U.S. only. See store for details.
Are you heading out to buy a used car this weekend? You can find a great deal, but you have to do some homework. Before you buy, make sure the dealer shows you a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com. Do you know if your airbags are working? One out of every 25 airbags is not properly repaired after an accident. Make sure the airbags in your used car work. Step one to finding out, get a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals, who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
Industries that are actually cartels and monopolies
that are destroying this country.
And our politicians are having to walk so delicately. You know, just tiptoe. Just a tiny sliver of a public option, please.
And the insurance companies say, "No, you can't have that, because we know a tiny sliver will turn into something larger." And they're right.
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's a beautiful day, finally. No more pea soup days, at least not for the next couple days. In studio with us, Andrew Romanoff, the candidate for U.S. Senate in the Democratic primary in 2010. And we're going to be taking your calls, 303-713-7600. Before we get to the phones, let's do a real quick rundown of the issues. Where do you come down on the public option and the healthcare debate in general? Michael Bennett has, I wouldn't say he's flip-flopped. The intensity of his support for the public option has seemed to waver between "I might support it" to "I definitely am a huge supporter of it" back to "I'm only a mild supporter of it" back to "I'm a strong supporter of it." Where do you come down on it, and why do you think Bennett has been, if not all over the place, then at least variably supporting it?
Well, I can answer the first question, and I think he'll have to answer the second. I am a strong supporter of the public option as a means of holding the insurance industry accountable and hopefully holding down rates. I know a little something about this issue because I led the fight in the legislature just last year to make sure that insurance companies in Colorado pay what they owe when they owe it. You wouldn't think that would be an outlandish demand, but it turned out the industry had an array of lobbyists who told us, as they do on most legislation we offer to protect consumers, that if you make us pay what we owe, or if you make us produce transparent contracts, another bill that we passed with our doctors and nurses, that we're going to raise your rates. It turns out anything you do is going to raise rates in the eyes of a lot of the folks in the opposition to these efforts. The reason I care so much about this issue, again, is because I've met with my constituents, and I heard from a mom whose son has autism and spent years just trying to make the company whose policy she had bought pay for the therapy that she had already paid for herself. The company refused, delayed, denied, trapped her in this sort of vicious circle and endless round of delays, and at the end of the day, she got what she was originally owed. But nobody should have to spend 2 years just fighting for the claims they're already entitled to.
Do you think Senator Bennett, I mean, the latest thing is he was on the floor of the Senate giving a speech about the public option. He signed on to a letter demanding that the Senate leadership support a public option. How do you evaluate his leadership? And I ask that question not because it's your candidacy's mission to simply question him, but I guess I ask the question because is he doing, when we try to evaluate how you will be as a senator, all we have to go on is, you know, who's in the Senate right now. Is he doing the kind of job you would want to see done, or would you do it a different way?
Here's how I'd approach the job, and I think what you can go on here, you don't have to take a leap of faith. You can look at how I approach my job in the 8 years I spent in the legislature. One of the things I learned in that experience is you don't begin a negotiation where you hope to end up. I led the effort to pass an economic recovery plan called Referendum C, just as an example, back in 2005, because we were concerned about what was then described as the worst fiscal crisis since the Great Depression. We now say the second worst fiscal crisis since the Great Depression. And we wanted to reform the laws in our own Constitution that were trapping us at a recessionary level of services and really costing significant support for community colleges and state universities, public investments in healthcare and education and transportation. We began that negotiation with Governor Owens by seeking a permanent solution, a permanent fix to Tabor. We ended up splitting the difference with the folks on the other side of the aisle who in some cases didn't want any solution, and we passed Ref C, which helped get us out of that mess. And I think the state is in better shape as a result.
So are you saying that you think Senator Bennett is part of, and you're not to single him out as the only one, but are you saying that the Democrats in general and Senator Bennett in specific, that their problem has been that they have been negotiating away or compromising with themselves on health care?
I think there's two problems, and that's one of them. It's true that if you don't begin at a much more ambitious place, if you start this debate at the 50-yard line, you're never going to actually get as much ground as you might if you start more aggressively, as I would have in this case. The other problem, fairness...
But let me stop you for a second.
Yeah.
What does that mean in specific policy-wise? You
sure.
Say you would have started the debate, the health care debate, in a much stronger position.
Sure.
Is that single payer? What is that?
Yes, and here's why. I think what we ought to have is a system of universal coverage where the ability to get insurance extends to all Americans, not just to some. And that coverage is affordable and portable. I don't happen to believe that your ability to get insurance should depend on your employer's ability to pay for it. I think we've made a mistake in this country in many ways over the last 60 years by tethering our jobs to our insurance. I think that plan may have worked at some point when people kept the same job for life, but we don't do that anymore as Americans. We change jobs many times. I don't think we should have to lose our coverage as a result. The other part of this problem, I think, is that we're dealing with a team, in many cases, that has no interest in governing. The fellow who said he wanted health care reform to be Obama's Waterloo, I think, made pretty clear that this was not a party or at least a person who was interested in actually finding a solution to this problem. And I think at that point, it's our responsibility to say, thanks for showing your hand. Now step aside. The American people have given us the opportunity and the obligation to make their lives better. If you're not interested in being part of the solution, you should get out of the way.
We're going to go to the phones in 1 second, but I just have to ask one very quick follow-up question, which is this. Now, I know this is legislative ease, but this is exactly what you'd be dealing with as a senator. There's a discussion about whether you water down the current health care bill, maybe get rid of the public option, maybe weaken it in order to get some Republican support. The theory being you need some Republican support to get 60 votes to overcome a filibuster. The other idea is that you don't need Republican support at all. All you need is 51 votes to go through this process called reconciliation. Do you think that it is a good thing or a bad thing that the Democrats seem to be moving towards watering down the bill in order to either get Olympia Snowe to vote for it or to get this 60 votes that they don't really need? Where do you come down on this?
So I'll offer a couple thoughts. First, if you keep the concerns of your constituents at the top of your mind, I think the decision becomes much easier. You try to do the best thing you can by the means that you've got. And if you can make it possible for more Americans, I think the answer should be all Americans, to get the care they need, that's what you do. I don't believe in the 8 years I spent in the legislature that it was wise for us to signal in advance how far we were willing to water down our proposals. I think that's a strange negotiating tactic, to say, this is what I want, this is what I demand, but by the way, wink, wink, if you don't put this in the plan, I'll vote for it anyway.
Well, let me put it very, very quick. I've asked every member of Congress who's come on this show this question. If there is no public option in the final bill, and you were in the U.S. Senate, would you vote for it or would you vote against it?
Again, I think it's a mistake for folks to answer that question for the reason I just articulated. At the end of the day, what most of my colleagues and I in the state legislature evaluated was whether the proposals we were asked to vote on made life better for our constituents or not. And if the answer was they did, then we voted for them. But I think it is an abdication of your responsibility and a surrender of your bargaining power to put a demand on the table and then suggest that it would be fine with you if you were to take it off out of the plan.
Let's go to the phones now. 303-713-7600. We'll take some questions here from listeners. Again, 303-713-7600. In studio here, Andrew Romanoff, the U.S. Senate candidate who's running in a Democratic primary against appointed Senator Michael Bennet. Let's go, and we'll answer them in the order that they are received. Let's go to Denny in Boulder. Denny, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Great day in the mountains.
It is. It's a beautiful day. No more pea soup.
David, you stole most of my questions, and I appreciate that. I just want Mr. Romanoff to know that I feel, when I heard that he was planning to run, I felt almost as good as when I found that, you know, Obama was likely to run and win against Hillary. Not that Hillary is bad, but, you know, I thought at the time that Obama was better. You know, I continually call Udall and Bennett's office and ask him to tell me what their leadership plan is to get not just a public option, but a single-payer universal coverage, no pre-existing condition stuff. And they just, you know, whichever way the wind is blowing, that's how they answer. They basically don't answer.
Well, Denny, let me ask you a question before we get to Andrew here. You just heard Andrew Romanoff say that part of the problem has been that the Democratic negotiating strategy has been wrong from the get-go, that they've been negotiating with themselves. Is that part of the problem when you look at this race? Is that something that you particularly been frustrated with? Or, and I think a lot of people feel this way as well, that the other side of the coin is that some people feel that the Democrats haven't been more clear in drawing specific lines.
Real quickly, I withdrew from the Democratic Party. I'm now unaffiliated. I am so tired of the lack of backbone, the lack of Democrats who are just as much into taking money. They've sold their heart and they sold their soul to get money. Bennett is a prime example, so he can get elected. And it's just, I now ask them, you know, are you willing to vote against a weak Republican-written, urinated-on bill, you know, where the Democrats have just conceded and conceded, where there's a weak public option and insurance exchanges, you know, and they won't answer that. You know, they just say, well, I support a strong public option. And it's just, one, I think when I heard him talk about old fashioned, that's what I'm looking for is old fashioned. Some of our representatives used to stand for something and fight for the people.
Well, let me build off that. Now you mentioned a bunch of things there, Denny, and I'll throw them at Andrew in this way. On the issue of money in politics, where are you on public financing of elections and the campaign finance system? And then again, because it is important, we're talking again about the public option. You said that the Democrats have not been negotiating from a position of strength, that they should probably refrain from compromising with themselves. But don't you think that the other side of the problem has been that Democrats haven't drawn enough explicit lines? They haven't said, here is what must be part of health care reform for it to be real health care reform.
Let me offer a couple thoughts. And first, I should say, Denny, thank you for your support and encouragement. And if other folks feel the same way, they ought to log on to AndrewRomanoff.com and let me know. I mention that because we're building a grassroots campaign. And I think it's important with respect to the question that you just asked, David, on campaign finance reform. The truth is, for most folks running for office today who sit in rooms and dial for dollars or head to cocktail parties and troll for money on the East Coast or the West Coast and fly over the states in between, I think that shapes the approach they take, not just as candidates, but as elected officials. You begin to succumb to this sort of corrosive influence where you adopt the mindset or the worldview of the folks that you hang out with. In some ways, it's more subtle and insidious than I think a lot of the public perception that suggests members of Congress are just on the take. They're being bribed. And their votes are all bought and paid for. I think a better way to get elected, and this is the approach I'm taking, is to spend time in the communities that you aim to represent and listen to the concerns of your constituents. That's what I've done for the last 8 years. It's what I will do for the next six, should I get elected to the U.S. Senate. With respect to the healthcare debate in particular, I do think, as I said at the outset, that it would have been more appropriate for us to start from a stronger position, and if we needed the votes to get to the middle, then we should do this. I should also say this. The conclusion I've reached that suggests so many folks on the other side of the aisle are not as interested in governing or finding solutions or working with the administration is a conclusion that brings me no joy. I spent a great deal of time building relationships on both sides of the aisle in the state legislature with a group of folks, people of goodwill, who I think had differences of opinion, but were actually aiming in the same direction. And I think that's important because the problems we face now, not just at the state level, but nationally, frankly, are too big for one party to solve on its own. Climate change ought not to be a partisan issue. I like to say in the state legislature, the most important color was not red or blue, it was green, because we did build bipartisan consensus on our efforts to reduce our reliance on foreign fossil fuel. I wish that the healthcare debate were going the same way, and it pains me to see only one Republican to date willing to buck her party and stand with the Democrats, at least in the preliminary vote that came out of the Senate Finance Committee.
And we will see if that sticks. Hey, Denny, thanks for your call. All right, after the break, we're going to get to a bunch more calls. Dave, Dan, and Mick, hang on. We'll get to your calls. And if you want to call in, 303-713-7600, we're going to get to immigration after the break. We'll get to, I'm sure, climate change. 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota at 737. In studio with us, Andrew Romanoff, taking your calls after a traffic update with Todd Parker.
Police are still dealing with that accident. Southbound I-25, right around 38th. Southbounders on 25 as you're coming in up from Thornton and North Glen. That's where we're going to see some big-time delays, starting right around 120th and starting to grow. Southbound 225, also very slow after that Parker curve towards I-25. We've got a surface street accident that occurred at Buckley and Arapaho. And in the high country, those slick spots are starting to turn to slush and just wet spots. However, over Vail Pass, still a bit greasy. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day with a high of about 65, currently 43. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's
one of Goodyear's biggest sales of the year, and now through October 31st, you can get up to $50 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of four select Goodyear tires. For details and to find a participating retailer, go to GoodyearDealers.com/Denver or call 1-877-GOODYEAR.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us.
What are you making?
The perfect Thursday night.
You're making the perfect Thursday night in your garage?
Yeah. I put together a new night of comedy with the funniest shows on TV. The new College Comedy Community, Parks and Rec, The Office. Then it's the premiere of the Emmy-winning 30 Rock. And then a new Jay Leno show. I've got enough power to run 3 straight hours of comedy.
Yeah. Too bad somebody already beat you to it.
Come again?
You just built NBC's Thursday night comedy lineup.
I did?
Yeah. All that starts tonight at 8, 7 Central on NBC.
So you're not going to help me carry this in then?
No.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there, spur of the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Hotels.com. Smart. So smart. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
741 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk in studio. Andrew Romanoff running for the U.S. Senate in 2010 in a primary against Michael Bennett. During the break, we were talking about the public option, and I want to just get this out there, this question very quickly, and we'll get to the phones. If the bill ends up having no public option but has a co-ops or a trigger, a quote-unquote trigger mechanism, is that an acceptable compromise in the sense of there's going to be a lot of differentiation? I think there's going to be a lot of campaign ads between you and Bennett. If Bennett votes for a bill with no public option, if he votes for a bill with a co-ops, if he votes for a bill with triggers that doesn't allow a public option except, you know, in certain circumstances, is that something you would be critical of him if that is what happens.
Yes, and let me tell you why. And let me be as clear as possible. I support a robust public option that holds insurance companies accountable, introduces the competition we need to bring down rates, and make sure that more Americans can afford coverage, and coverage that actually works. I also tell you, it's hard to see how such a compromise would pass the House, whose leadership has made it pretty clear that they also want a robust public option. At the end of the day, I just want to come back to this point. The debate is not just between members of Congress, all of whom have good coverage. It's about the 48 million Americans or so, including 800,000 in Colorado, who don't. This is ought to be a debate not about ideology or partisan politics. It's really a debate over life and death. You know, one of the efforts I led in the legislature brought coverage within reach of more kids. I offered a plan to try to expand coverage under the Children's Health Program so that more children in this state whose families work for a living but are too poor to afford private coverage and too rich to qualify for Medicaid would actually get coverage, get shots, get checkups, lead healthier and more productive lives, which is what drives, I think, most of us in public office and frankly, what keeps most parents awake at night. The chair of the healthcare committee at the time on the other side of the aisle said what I was proposing to raise the eligibility threshold for the Children's Health Plan, or CHIP, said that amounted to socialism.
And we hear a lot about that term in this debate.
I told her the Romanov family had a long tradition of opposition to socialism and communism back in Mother Russia, but it's too bad, I think, that so much ideological name-calling gets in the way of real progress.
Absolutely. All right, back to the phone, 303-713-7600. Dave in Denver. Dave, you've got a question on immigration.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Yes. Immigration allows in legally more than a million people a year, and of course with the values that the Democrats believe in about having living wages and jobs for the people to have, this huge influx of people legally, I'm not even talking about the illegal ones, but the legal ones every year, of course, puts it a huge competition and lowers the wages for people, especially on the lower end of the scale, like the high school dropouts we say we care about and the people getting out of prison we say we care about. Is there a point when you would vote to curtail immigration in the United States?
And that's a really important question, and it's one where common ground has been so hard to find. So here's my take, and I'm glad that you asked that question. First, I think immigration has made America richer. I think it has made us economically, culturally, and intellectually richer. I wouldn't be here, not just in this studio, but in America, if our country had not opened its doors to all four of my grandparents who were born outside the U.S., along with my who was not born in this country. Most Americans, and I think the caller is in this category, believe in a system of legal immigration. And then I think the question becomes, as he asked, how do we make sure that we meet the needs of our economy and of our humanity? I think the system we've got isn't working. I think what we ought to do is provide clear rules for employers and employees and hold them accountable when they break those rules. I think that this debate in Congress has illustrated why it's so tough to solve these. The folks, at least in the last Congress, decided they would rather turn this into a political sideshow, trot around the country, instead of actually solving the problem and finding common ground. And I'm intent on solving this problem or being part of the solution when I get to the U.S. Senate.
And for folks who are just tuning in studio with us is Andrew Romanoff. He's running for the Senate in 2010. And one of the I guess, controversial issues, obviously nationally has been immigration, and you have had experience in that controversy. You called a special session about immigration in the legislature that was billed as cracking down or passing some tough measures on illegal immigration. Some folks saying that you're going to take some heat for that in a Democratic primary. Tell us your take on what happened, on how you think it does or maybe did not respect or honor progressive values, because immigration is a huge issue. It's going to be a particularly huge issue in the primary.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. It was Governor Owens who called a special session back in the summer of 2006. He gave the legislature a choice. And the choice was to return to the ballot a measure that the Supreme Court had invalidated, a constitutional amendment that would have denied to anyone illegally in the state any service other than those federally mandated, or the governor said, I want you to craft a statutory alternative. We crafted a statutory alternative. We said, after considerable debate, that the benefits already forbidden by federal law would also be forbidden by state law. We provided exceptions for children, for public health, for public safety, and we put our law in statute rather than the Constitution, because we knew that our work was fallible and we wanted the chance to fix it. And that's what we did, frankly, when we came back in the 2007 session with a new governor in place.
All right, we'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Dan in Boulder. Dan, you're on AM 760.
Hello, this is Dan.
Hello, fire away.
My question to Romanoff is about the criticism that we've had for many years about our Democratic representatives, is that they've been spineless, or they're not real progressives, or they're cowards, or they're gutless, or whatever. And I want to know how he's going to behave. Is he going to be subject to those same kinds of criticisms?
Well, and we've talked about this a little bit, but I guess on all of these issues, is it, I'll only put it in this way, and Dan, I'm not trying to walk over your question, but I guess I'll add to your question by saying, do you think the Democratic leadership, President Obama, has been sufficiently, I guess, spineful, if you will? Dan is saying that the perception is that a lot of people are spineless. Is it your analysis that one of the overarching problems in the Democratic Party is a lack of spine?
I think there's three challenges we've got. One, we inherited a mess, and it was probably unrealistic for us to expect that in 8 or 9 months' time, we could fix all the problems that we inherited over the last 8 years. The second challenge I think we've got is a Republican Party leadership that, as we talked about earlier, has suggested it's not much interested in solving these problems. It will oppose anything that opposes. And as I think Rush Limbaugh and others have said, we hope they said that the president fails. That is not that I think serves America well. And then the third challenge we've got, as we've discussed earlier, is how aggressive we are in starting these negotiations and when we decide to draw the line. And if I had a fault to suggest, it would be that sometimes it seems like, as I think, David, you said earlier, we have been trapped into this strange position of negotiating with ourselves. The American people gave us an historic opportunity. I don't think we'll ever have a better chance to make more progress on more issues that matter to more Americans, whether it's health care or climate change, than we do right now. I think we should use that power, and I think this country will be better off as a result.
750 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to take a break, get to as many more of your calls as we can after a break. 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with Todd Parker.
We've got an accident in southbound I-25 on that approach to 38th. Looks like it's off to the right shoulder, but catching a ton of looks as you're trying to get downtown. Eastbound 36, also getting crowded. This is Federal towards I-25. Speeds through there are going to be in the 30-mile-an-hour range. Westbound 76, loading up. This is Highway 85 to about I-25. We do have a surface street at Tuckley and Arapahoe in the high country. Looks like those slick spots are turning to slush. However, still a bit slick along I-70 over Vail Pass. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Fresh, flavorful pork is now a great value for any meal occasion. Your neighborhood King Supers has all of your favorite cuts of fresh pork. And this week, check out all the great deals on pork. King Supers, more value for the way you live.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show, mornings at 6.
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child cough through 3 closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products from Robitussin to Advil to Nature Made Vitamins, moms can do anything. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
Join EnviroTest Air Care Colorado's 14 scooters and the Maintenance Matters Coalition to help reduce air pollution in the metro area. How? Go to aircarecolorado.com and register to win $350 in vehicle maintenance. Yep, it's that simple. Maintenance does matter. Register and start saving today. Talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at Coloradco.com.
I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource. Our Denver-based solar company has installed hundreds of solar systems for homes and small businesses throughout Colorado. Now is a great time to invest in a solar electric or a solar thermal system. Start with a 30% federal tax credit, the current local rebates, and the lowest panel pricing in history. Combine all three, and you can earn a 7% return on investment in the first 12 months and lower your carbon footprint. Call us at SolSource for a free solar evaluation at 303-297-1874 or visit us online at SolSourceInc.com.
That's Jared!
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour. My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $50 to $1,300.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
A new study from Carfax shows that the number of salvaged cars for sale has more than doubled. You want to avoid buying these rebuilt wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
And I'm a data that came in. And what we found here recently, David, is that there's a disconnect going on. Many, many people have not reviewed their financial situation in a long, long time. And while situations have changed in their life, maybe they've gotten closer to retirement, or maybe they've decided to work longer and they should take on additional risk, or they need to pull in their risk. There's a disconnect going on between what they need to accomplish and where their portfolios are.
I feel like you that's know, absolutely true. I feel like people yeah. I feel like people don't want to look at what's going on, because it's kind of like, I don't want to look over there at the market. I don't want to look at what my holdings are, just because it's too if not disturbing, it's too distressing
and overwhelming.
That's exactly yeah. right, and that's why you definitely need a strategy. Just sticking the head in the sand is not the way to go. So give Mike and the team at Presidential Brokerage a call, 303-694-1600. Again, 303-694-1600. The no head in the sand strategy is the first way to start out. 303-694-1600. Mike, talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right, David. Thanks, buddy.
When a friend tells you about something that really works, like a product that actually does what it says it will, one you'll be excited to tell your friends about, then you've got to give it a try. Ovation Cell Therapy is that good. If your hair is splitting, dry, brittle, and breaking off, and you want your hair to grow thicker, fuller, stronger, longer, and twice as fast, you've got to try Ovation Cell Therapy. Ovation is easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse application. It's completely safe, non-toxic, with no side effects, and it's 100% guaranteed. Ovation even works for chemotherapy hair loss recovery.
For over 17 years, Ovation Cell Therapy has helped more than 500,000 men and women with all hair types grow thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair faster. Join the tens of thousands of men and women who have logged on to OvationHair.com. And when you do, enter AM760 at checkout for a special money savings offer. For thicker, fuller, stronger, longer hair, it's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation Cell Therapy has friends telling friends. It's that good.
Join EnviroTest Air Care Colorado's 14 scooters and the Maintenance Matters Coalition to help reduce air pollution in the metro area. How? Go to aircarecolorado.com and register to win $350 in vehicle maintenance. Yep, it's that simple. Maintenance does matter. Register and start saving today.
76 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. In studio, Andrew Romanoff, the candidate for U.S. Senate in 2010. He's running in a primary against Michael Bennett. We have, by the way, invited Michael Bennett onto this show. It's an open invitation. We want to have as many candidates as we can on this show. 303-713-7600. We'll be taking your calls. Mick in Denver. Hey, Mick, how you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I'm doing fine. Andrew, number one, let me just thank you really quickly about your work in the past on the situation in Darfur, because
thank you.
One of the very few people that came out and gave your time, and you spoke very eloquently several occasions I've listened to you. So thanks for that.
Thank you.
My question here is simply, number one, in terms of energy and jobs, Colorado is, I think, really one of the states that's at the forefront, although you don't hear about it as much as like California, in terms of developing and promoting alternative energy. I want to ask you just your thoughts, how you would be, in particular, kind of a counterweight, because it seems like the oil and energy industry in the state for too long has had its way in terms of, you know, exploration and development of that resource.
Mick, let me stop you there, because we got to get the national news. So I'm going to have Andrew answer that question. You got about 15 seconds. Fire away.
I appreciate your support. You can find more about what I did around renewable energy at andrewromanoff.com. I think you're right. We need to reduce our reliance on foreign fossil fuel. This is good for our economy, good for our environment, and good for our national security.
Excellent. Thank you. And sorry to cut it short there, Mick, running up against the national news. Andrew Romanoff, a candidate for U.S. Senate, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. And we'll see you out on the campaign trail. All right. After the break, we will have Joe Rogan of Fear Factor, the comedian. We're switching gears. Stick around.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, we'll help you actively oversee your overexposed identity, leaving you with a deep sense of liberation.
I will boldly buy gift pajamas online and bid on cheese sculptures at online auctions.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to shady internet sites, alerting you if anything fishy is going on.
I will keep my money my money. That is until I buy something. Then it's somebody else's money.
And should the unthinkable occur, you can count on the Identity Guard professional response team to be there for you.
I don't have that creepy feeling when I share my personal information anymore. And I say, good riddance!
Not to mention our $1 million loss insurance.
I am going to turn more online total strangers into my closest online best friends.
Get that someone's got my back feeling with Identity Guard and live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
Liposuction. Call the Flair Study at 720-848-7557.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
Economist Nariman Berovich.
The fact that inflation's so tame is the silver lining in a rather dark cloud, but it is a silver lining.
In the past 12 months, consumer prices have gone down, and that means automatic cost of living adjustments will not kick in for more than 50 million people who get Social Security benefits. The president and some members of Congress would like to give him a second round of $250 government stimulus check. Wall Street prices open to the downside, with the Dow Industrial Average dipping back below 10,000. After 30 minutes of trading, the Dow is down slightly, holding right around 10,000. Home foreclosures were up 5% over the summer months. Realty Tracks' Rick Sharga expects a record number of foreclosures this year and again next year.
What's exacerbating the problem now are rising levels of unemployment and underemployment.
In a sign of modest improvement in the labor market, the number of workers filing new claims for unemployment benefits fell to a 10-month low last week. In Peshawar, Pakistan, in Lahore, and in a third city, militants armed with guns and bombs attacked one target after another, killing more than 3 dozen people. Reporter Chris Albritton says it was their way of telling the government they won't accept a crackdown on the Taliban without a fight.
We're really looking at a renewed and a regrouped Taliban that is sending a very real message that they do not want the army to go into South Waziristan, and the country should expect worse if the army does.
Americans aren't the marrying kind, not the way they used to be.
Among men, 52% are currently married. Among women, it's really only 49%, about half, whereas it used to be quite a bit higher.
Vera Cohen, author of a Pew Research Center study, says the marriage rate is lowest, and it's been in decades. Idaho, Iowa, and Utah have the highest percentage of marriages. Washington, D.C. is at the very bottom. What we can't even see can contribute to global warming, but there's a simple way to minimize the impact. CBS's Steve Caton explains.
Most gas leaks escape the naked eye. Capping them at production plants could go a long way to keep methane out of the environment. It accounts for a third of the human contribution to global warming. The New York Times reports a Texas facility found large leaks using infrared technology. The Obama administration is pushing for new rules that would make large companies report all their greenhouse gas emissions, and that could force many firms to fix leaks.
President Obama will spend 4 hours in New Orleans today checking up on the Hurricane Katrina recovery effort. City resident Ray Broussard tells WWL he wishes the visit could last a little longer.
He's not spending enough time here to really get a full picture.
Baseball's second season resumes tonight when the Dodgers host the Phillies in Game 1 of the NLCS. The ALCS opens in New York tomorrow night when the Yankees take on the Angels. This is CBS News.
You've just purchased a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. You feel in command. Intuitive in-dash technologies enable your every move. You feel empowered turning the ignition. Over 100 years of engineering prowess and racing heritage spring to life. You feel smart as you realize you got all this at an absolutely incredible price. Backed by a rigorous inspection process, limited factory-backed warranty coverage for up to 5 years and 100,000 total vehicle miles, and now 3 months Sirius satellite radio. Hurry in for 1.99% financing on select certified pre-owned models, only available at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Certified pre-owned by Mercedes-Benz. How will it make you feel?
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program and certified pre-owned limited warranty details. Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval. Sirius U.S. service available only in the contiguous U.S. and D.C. 3 months Sirius satellite radio service included on vehicles already equipped.
Check out our exciting model lineup by visiting your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer or visit us today at mbusa.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Aurora police are investigating after a substitute teacher at Hinckley High School was allegedly attacked by a student in a dispute over a cell phone.
Both the student and the teacher are females. The teacher sustained some minor injuries. None of the students were injured, to include the student who attacked the teacher.
Detective Bob Friel says the teacher asked the student to put the phone away during class. He said the student later pulled the phone out again, and a confrontation escalated into a physical attack. The FAA is fining United Airlines more than $3 million after a problem was discovered on a flight out of Denver. Towels were found in the engine of a 737, but not until that plane had completed 200 flights. How the towels got there and why it took so long to discover them is still unknown. In sports, it won't be the Rockies playing today, but the next round of baseball playoffs gets started today. The Phillies and the Dodgers play Game 1 in Los Angeles. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The highway drives a busy one right now with delays on the southbound side downtown 58 towards Spears. They just mopped up an accident that occurred right around 38th. 6th Avenue also loading up. This is Sheridan towards I-25, so it's going to be slow as you're coming out of Lakewood. Now we've got surface street crashes, Buckley and Arapahoe on County Line at I-25, Yosemite and 225, as well as 6th and Aladdy. That one's just coming in. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be sunny with a high of about 65, 66 degrees. Currently, partly cloudy and 45. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health has a variety of job openings for registered nurses and healthcare providers. For more information, visit denverhealth.org. That's denverhealth.org. Denver Health, level one care for all. Denver Health is an equal opportunity employer.
Right now, the Home Depot has 15% off select special order windows and doors from top.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
You're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
806 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to shift gears radically here. We just had a full hour with Andrew Romanoff, the Senate candidate. Pretty serious discussion about policy. And our next guest in studio, two in-studio guests in a morning. This means I have to look mildly presentable. We've got in-studio Joe Rogan. He was the host of the hugely successful reality show Fear Factor for 6 seasons on NBC. He is in town at the Comedy Works on Larimer Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. thanks for taking the time and coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So you, I didn't know it was such a, well, relatively a short trip for you. You're actually living up in the Boulder area.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You grew up in Boston. How'd you come out to Boulder?
Well, I lived in California for the last 15 years, and I just got tired of the overpopulation, the traffic, the Hollywood scene. And basically for my job, I travel. I travel to do stand-up comedy. I travel to work for the UFC, and I just needed a base to fly out of. I didn't really need to be in L.A. anymore.
So we're an airport for you.
Yeah, sort of. Well, it's a great town. You know, I love Denver. I love performing here, too. One of the reasons why I decided to move to this area was because of the Comedy Works. You know, Wendy Curtis, who owns the Comedy Works, has developed like a real comedy scene in Denver, and it's one of the few in the country, like a real structured scene.
You know, it's funny that you mention that, because when I moved out here almost 3 years ago now, and
where'd you move from?
Yeah, I was actually living in Montana, so that had no comedy scene. But I grew up on the East Coast, and I came out here and said, you know, some people I knew from back east and when D.C., Philadelphia, New York, and the like, they said, you know, Denver, you know, I don't know much about Denver. Isn't it kind of a cow town? You know, and people would say, oh, it's kind of like moving to Siberia. Now, Montana was even more the billing of Siberia. But, you know, I came to Denver, and one of the first things I saw walking downtown was the Comedy Works and big, like, you know, pretty serious comedians coming to the Comedy Works. I mean, you're yourself included, and it is quite a scene down there at the Comedy Works. It's impressive what they've been able to build. Now, I assume that you didn't move here just for the Comedy Works.
It's one of the reasons. I looked at places to live, and I love the mountains. I love the beauty of it and the idea of, you know, the wilderness and, you know, Colorado, you know, there's so much wildlife. I mean, everywhere I go, I mean, especially around Boulder, I see deer everywhere, every day. I see eagles flying. I saw a mountain lion in my backyard recently. I mean,
a little different from where you grew up in Boston.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. It's a different reality, you know, and I wanted that. I wanted just something to just shock my system, and that's one of the reasons why I decided. And also, I just think people are really cool out here, you know. I love performing in Denver. I've been coming here for over a decade, and it's one of my favorite places to perform in the country. Like, the crowds are great, just intelligent, cool, you know. They're like in the middle, you know.
It's a laid-back town.
Yeah, they're not too liberal, they're not too conservative, they're just a bunch of cool people.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, I did a lot of traveling for my book tours, and I guess I'm going to offend probably some people here, but not in Denver, but you know, you travel, you hear middle of the country, and you think like Kansas City,
and
you think sort of places that are not all that, how do I put it? Not all that hip.
Right.
Not all that, what you call laid back. Denver has got a thing going on. I don't know if it's because we're near the mountains. I don't know if it's because we've passed, you know, laws that effectively almost decriminalize pot. I don't know what it is.
Decriminalized in the city.
It's basically virtually decriminalized.
That's and with the medical marijuana, I mean, it's all you have to do is say you have a headache and you have legal marijuana.
Yeah, but don't tell.
Don't tell
state authorities.
Why?
Because the story in the news lately is that state authorities are trying to crack down on anybody who doesn't have a...
They can't stop it. It's a wave.
I think you're right.
You know what? There's holes in the dam, and it's going to break, and there's nothing you can do. There's the information that's available now. You look at it, there's absolutely no reason why you should have cigarettes legal and marijuana illegal, why you should have alcohol legal and marijuana illegal, prescription drugs. And then you look at, like, the paper trail. You look at, like, Partnership for a Drug-Free America and the millions of dollars they've received from alcohol and tobacco companies and still receive from prescription drug companies.
It's sick.
It's corruption. Straight, flat, simple. You don't hear a single politician ever talk about banning cigarettes. Cigarettes kill more people than AIDS, Al-Qaeda, earthquakes, meteors, everything. I mean, cigarettes are horrible.
You're absolutely right.
But they get money from them. This is the age of information. You know, you can Google stuff on your cell phone and get all the answers almost immediately. It's a different time. I don't think they can stop it. And if they do stop it, they're going to get kicked out of office.
Well, I certainly hope you're right. We talk a lot about drug policy. Policy reform. reform and marijuana on this show. And again, in studio with us is Joe Rogan. He was the host of the hugely successful reality show Fear Factor. He is at the Comedy Works on Larimer tonight, Friday night, and Saturday night. Now let's talk a little bit about, you've been making your name lately, not only as a comedian, but you do color commentary for the Ultimate Fighting Championship on pay-per-view and on Spike TV. Now, I'm just gonna come out and be honest with you about it. I don't like watching it because it's real violent, and I'm not dissing people who do like to watch it. And we were talking a little bit off air about what goes into, you know, what is it all about. Now, I want to be clear. It requires a hell of a lot of talent to be able to compete in Ultimate Fighting Championship. We were talking about that you grew up and were into, was it karate or you're...
I've done martial arts since I was a little kid.
Right, okay.
All sorts of different martial arts.
And I asked you if you had ever thought about actually being an ultimate fighter.
Well, it wasn't around when I was fighting. I kickboxed and I fought in a lot of taekwondo tournaments. And, you know, my main concern, and, you know, and I'm pretty honest about this, is brain damage. You know, and what people don't want to talk about when they talk about the sport, especially people who are proponents of it, they don't ever want to admit that there's something very damaging about getting hit in the head. It's not good for you.
So that's my question for you. Is you do color commentary, and you're a promoter of the sport.
Well, sort of. I'm just a. I explain what's.
You explain what's going on. Okay.
Yeah. But I do promote it.
So when I tell you, and feel free to, you know, diss me here. When I tell you, hey, look, I'm like uncomfortable with just.
There's nothing wrong with
watching it, because I think what's going on in my mind is I'm actually thinking about what's actually physically happening to the person.
Sure.
One of the things you talked about is like, you know, this is a really violent sport. The people, you know, the guys may get up and walk away, but they're not.
It's also a natural part of the human experience. You know, violence is it's still very much a part of our chimpanzee DNA. There's something very viscerally exciting about watching people compete.
It's like the Roman
most primitive. Yeah. Well, sort of. You know, but the Romans were getting pretty crazy with lions and swords and stuff.
I guess it's not that.
I mean, these guys have a tremendous amount of respect for each other, and it takes a tremendous amount of skill and a tremendous amount of discipline and character and able to be really good at that sport. But, you know, there's a very real danger to it. And you know, I mean, is it any more dangerous than people who smoke cigarettes? Is it any more dangerous than, you know, people who drive fast cars or drink when they drive?
Well, and I wonder if it's any more dangerous than football. Now I'm going to sound like a complete latte liberal here, but I was reading Malcolm Gladwell's article in The New Yorker, and it was about the comparison between dog fighting and football.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, you know, why do we ban a guy from the football league for dog fighting, but football itself puts people, you know, crushes their heads. And my answer is...
I don't think that's an honest comparison.
No, it's not, because the dog doesn't have a choice.
Exactly.
Right. And the person has a choice.
Well, this person could decide to get a job, you know, loading, you know, boxes and for UPS and make a small amount of money.
That's
or
right.
They can decide to, you know, I'll take a chance with my body and I'll use it as a tool and I'll make millions of dollars. But, you know, so many people, especially in the fight game, don't get out when they have to. They don't get out when they've... receive some damage and they say, you know what, I still have my wits about me, maybe it's time to check out. You know, that's where I really admire Dana White, who's the president of the UFC, stopped Chuck Liddell from fighting. Chuck Liddell was a former UFC champion, and he got beat a few times, he got knocked out a couple times, and you know, Dana saw the deterioration, and he said, that's enough, that's it. He could make millions of dollars having that guy still fight. The guy's still a huge draw, but he decided, you know, to step in for his friend.
This is a theme, I think, in a lot of movies, when you think about it. I mean, at least the big boxing and fighting movie, I mean, Rocky. Right,
yeah,
Rocky
yeah.
Balboa. His whole thing is, look, I know I'm sort of on the verge of brain damage, and then in the later movies, I have brain damage, but I'm gonna still fight. You had what was it called? The wrestler, where he doesn't have brain damage, but he's got a heart condition, and he basically thinks about getting out and then gets back in. You know these guys who are doing Ultimate Fighting. How sort of keyed in are they to, hey, I gotta preserve myself? Or is it like, look, I just fight, this is good money? Is it the Rocky ethos, or is it the, I gotta be careful with myself?
Well, I don't think it's one. I think there's a bunch of different mindsets, you know, a bunch of different, everyone's different. All the fighters vary. They vary in intelligence and education and their awareness and, You know, I think it's certainly something that needs to be addressed, and I think, you know, maybe it would be a good idea if these guys had, like, counseling and coaching and someone explained to them that fighting is a very singular pursuit, and while you're doing that, really, it involves 100% of your attention. I mean, it literally becomes your whole life, and that's the only way to get really good at it. And when you do that, and then all of a sudden someone says, well, you can't do that anymore, you got to find something new. It's very difficult to switch gears and stop and
because
do something
else.
Because
it's been so singular, and you're not multitasking. You're literally a fighter.
Yeah, I was very lucky that when I was fighting, there was no money in it. So I was forced at a very young age. I had my last fight when I was 22. It was a kickboxing fight. And I realized, I was like, there's no money in this, and I'm getting punched in the head. I'm like, I got to stop, and I got to find something else. And I found stand-up comedy, and I started doing that. But it was very hard to make the transition. It was really difficult to, like, put aside what I based my whole identity on.
Right.
Which was fighting.
Right.
Your success in that, like, that's how guys define themselves.
I'm sure. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. If you want to ask Joe Rogan, the former host of Fear Factor, now the color commentary guy for The Ultimate Fighting, also a stand-up comic, he will be here. He is here, obviously. He'll be at the Comedy Works on Larimer Thursday, tonight, Friday, and Saturday. Again, at the Comedy Works tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. Joe Rogan in studio. I'm going to ask him after the break about Fear Factor and what he thinks Fear Factor means. Is it a broader social commentary on where we are as a society? Stick around. 818. Let's get a traffic update with Ty Parker.
The highway drives a busy one.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
The District Court of Palmetto County is now in session. Judge James K. O'Connor presiding.
Counsel, you may present your opening arguments.
Thank you, Your Honor. Allow me to begin by saying...
Case dismissed.
What? I object.
Overruled. I have just received evidence of a Comcast sale with unprecedented savings for everyone. Court is adjourned.
A Comcast sale just popped up, and you can get our best price right now on Comcast Digital Cable. Just $29.99 a month for 12 months. So hurry and call 1-800-COMCAST to get thousands of on-demand choices in crystal clear picture and sound. Plus, there's no installation fee. But make it fast, because our special price of $29.99 a month for 12 months ends soon. So call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Offer ends 10/27/09. Restrictions apply. Limited to digital starter for new residential customers. 1-year contract required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, custom installation taxes, and franchise fees extra.
And what if those prospects were yours for free? Give us 10 minutes, and we'll show you how to find 100 prospects just like your best customers. Here's the number, 1-800-700-5976. That's the number for Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted prospects. We'll find the right leads for you, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to. And to prove it, we'll give you 100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are, and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
Right now, the Home Depot has 15% off select special order windows and doors from top brands like Geldwin and Feather River. Many are Energy Star rated for lower energy bills. That's savings you can put toward a programmable thermostat or better insulation, which should give you a nice warm feeling inside your wallet. 15% off select special order windows and doors. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 21st, U.S. only. See store for details.
As a small business owner, you need three things. Customers, customers, and more customers. So you figure a website could help a lot. So you find a web building tutorial filled with words like HTML and ping and punctuation marks from keys you didn't even know your keyboard had. There's an easier way. Make your own website with Intuit Websites. It's easy. Just pick a style, add pictures, and add your own words. If you need help, just pick up the phone and a real live human will be glad to help. Intuit website is just $4.99 a month. Try it for free at Intuit.com.
Our democracy has been seized by socio and psychopaths who are the so-called leaders of these so-called industries that are actually cartels and monopolies
that are destroying this country.
And our politicians are having to walk so delicately. You know, just tiptoe. Just a tiny sliver of a public option, please. And the insurance companies say, no, you can't have that because we know a tiny sliver will turn into something larger. And they're right.
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
.22 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Beautiful morning, finally. I'm so sick of the gray. In studio with us, Joe Rogan, the comedian, the former host of Fear Factor, the color commentary guy for Ultimate Fighting. And before we get to Fear Factor, I want to get to that in a second. And if anybody has any questions for Joe, 303-713-7600. We were talking in the break about training for something like fighting. And I told you that I watch some of these sports, whether it's fighting or even boxing or Olympic ski jumping. And I'm like, wow, these guys are really great. And then you say, well, wait a minute. At some point, they weren't great. And they had to train to become great. And how do you train for something that when you're already a professional, it still looks painful? How do you train for something like that without getting yourself killed?
Well, with fighting, it's very important to have a trainer that really understands that there's a finite amount of shots that you can take to the head. There's a finite amount of damage your body can take. And the most important thing is defense. Defense is number one. Hickson Gracie is like one of the greatest jiu-jitsu fighters ever. He's got a very distinct philosophy about fighting, and one of the things that he talks about, he goes, the most important thing is defense. I am always safe. And he goes, and then from there, I can attack. He goes, but in any position, I am always safe. And then from there, I can impose my will. And it's very, very important that a guy learns defense first, and that a guy learns that you don't just go in there and slug it out with each other. What you're trying to do is learn techniques. It is an art. It's martial art is an art of expressing yourself through combat. It's keeping your wits about you in this extreme situation. You know, there's extreme tension and emotions, and you know, there's so much going on, and you know, fight or flight, and it's the art of managing your body under extreme stress. And you have to have a really good trainer. And I've had really good trainers, and I've had really bad trainers. I've had trainers that, you know, you don't even know what you're doing. They'll suit you up, put your gloves on, and have you banging out with each other. I've done all that. You know, I've done both. And then I've been with really good trainers who, like, really break down, you know, techniques and really break down the strategy involved.
So the message is, do not proceed in fighting, for instance, without really being serious about your training.
Really think about it. It's not something you just jump in and, you know, like, you know, everybody, you know, the idea of like Fight Club, everybody, you know, laces up and they go down the basement and beat the crap out of each other. That's just silly. That's nonsense.
Right, and I assume that just because, let's say, in college or high school, you could kick the crap out of somebody on the playground, or just because you've been in like a bar fight, doesn't mean you really know what you're doing.
Well, you most certainly don't. You know, unless you've been training, you know, one of the most incredible things about jiu-jitsu is when I first started doing it, I first started in 1996, and I had done martial arts my whole life. And when I first started doing it, I was amazed at how easy these guys could just manhandle me, just strangle me and tap me out. And I didn't know what they were doing, and it's very humiliating. And a lot of guys who come from other martial arts, they don't get good at jiu-jitsu because for that very reason. It's an ego blast. It really messes you up because you're used to being really good at something, and then you go and you're like a rookie and a beginner.
Yeah,
and
it's like
no
Michael
shortcuts.
Jordan going to play baseball.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Totally humbling. And again, in studio with us, Joe Rogan. He's going to be at the Comedy Works tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. You can find details about it at comedyworks.com. Okay, let's switch to Fear Factor here for a second. So you were the host of Fear Factor. Now, Fear Factor was basically about getting people to do things that scare the bejesus out of them.
Sort of. You know, gross. A lot of gross things.
A lot of gross.
Silly things.
Now, I know this is kind of a meta question here, but it was a very popular show. What was it exactly tapping into? What was what like? What zeitgeist? What emotion in the country? Was it just like I just want to turn it on and watch a spectacle, or is there something deeper? You think
it's the television or the entertainment equivalent of a cheeseburger? You know, sometimes you want to go and you want to have a fine meal cooked by a great chef, and you want to sit down and have some great wine and nice conversation. Sometimes you just want a hot dog.
Right.
You know, and that's what Fear Factor was. You come home from work and you're tired and you're like, what's on TV? Oh my God, they're really going to eat that? Oh, how ridiculous is this? And
craziest thing you did. Craziest thing that you saw on all of Fear Factor. Maybe even
the
top
crazy,
five.
The number one craziest thing to me was we had them ride bulls. And we got away with that. We just got lucky with that. That was one of those things where we went to this bull. We had these stunt guys, and some of the stunt guys were really conscientious, and we had other ones that were just kind of jerk offs. And these guys, they said, oh, these are training bulls. Don't worry about it. They're not gonna, these people aren't gonna get hurt. I go, they're training bulls. Does the bull know he's a training bull? I go, that's a bull, man. They don't understand that.
When you say get away with, and I've always wanted to know this about Fear Factor.
No one got hurt. That's what we got away with.
So
we came so close. They were riding these, you know, several thousand pound angry animals, and they kicked and bucked.
So there's no control.
No control. And the people barely missed getting stomped, barely missed getting kicked in the head. We just got lucky.
Just how much planning went into a show? A bull, there's only so much planning you can do. If the bull freaks out, the bull freaks
right.
out.
The other stunts, there was a lot of planning. You know, I mean, like car stunts, is a very, you know, very intense planning. You know, anything where, you know, there's harnesses and pulleys and, you know, there was always, you know, they were very meticulous about that. That's why I said that the bull thing was the most crazy thing, because it was just, throwing caution to the wind. Just take a chance, roll the dice.
How did you get involved in Fear Factor?
They just asked me to do it. I was on news radio sitcom
right.
For NBC,
right.
And the casting director for NBC contacted my agent, told them there's a new show.
I mean, what quality? what? I guess so. You're on a television, on like a sitcom.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, you want to do Fear Factor? I guess what I wonder is like, what were they looking at the Joe Rogan resume? And they're like, this guy's perfect.
They thought I wasn't perfect at first. They wanted to get like a sportscaster, someone who would take it very seriously. And what happened was I came
like
in and started making fun. They knew that I had a background in sports and in martial arts. And, you know, I think that might have helped, you know, get them thinking like maybe Joe could do this. But when I went in there, I was making fun of everything. I'm like, this is ridiculous. You're going to sick dogs on people on television.
Right.
Okay, this is be a long standing show. It's going to go on forever. And I made fun of it. And one of the producers thought that that was ridiculous. We can't have that. And the other producer said, listen, we have to make fun of this. Like, look at what we're doing. If you don't have someone who makes fun of this, it's not going to last. You have to realize what we're doing is ridiculous. So let's have a host that treats it seriously, but also makes fun of it.
And you know, I think it's an interesting that you bring that up, because it's the making fun of the media itself, because that's essentially what you're saying. It's like we're putting, you know, Fear Factor is media at some level, and we're making fun of how ridiculous we're being. That sort of irreverence is something relatively new in the media. I mean, it's the Daily Show. You see it everywhere.
Right.
And I, you know, I wonder, does that ever come into any of your commentary when you're talking about Ultimate Fighting? Or is Ultimate Fighting straight up serious?
Well, it's pretty serious, because I have an obligation when I'm doing it for the fighters that have invested so much time and effort and so much of their life. I have an obligation to take what they're doing and their effort very seriously.
All right, then I'll just ask you this. What's the craziest thing you've seen then in Ultimate Fighting? Is there any have you seen any crossover between Fear Factor and Ultimate Fighting in terms of craziness?
Not really. You know, honestly, Ultimate Fighting is, you know, it's more control. You're more in control of what's happening. There's only one thing to worry about, and that's that other person. You know, and if you've done your due diligence and trained hard, and you know, and you are honest and objective about your skill set, you know, it's more controlled really than even Fear Factor.
Okay, how about craziest thing you've seen in Ultimate Fighting?
I've seen guys get their legs broken. Leg breaks are the scariest. Like a lot of times when guys throw leg kicks, they kick each other in the legs. Like a guy will check the leg kick. What that means is you like lift it up so that you catch the kick on the knee,
uh-huh.
And the guy, the kicker, his shin will snap.
Yeah.
And I've seen it.
You're talking
live.
About like bone
yeah,
out of the.
Well, it doesn't break the skin. Yeah, I've never seen it break the skin, but it just goes limp. It snaps.
Yeah.
And you can't stand on it, and it's gone. Like your leg is like dangling.
Are you when you do that? Are you like?
It's scary.
Do you I guess, and again, I'm pleading ignorance here because I don't watch the Ultimate Fighting. But do you take it real? Are you like, ooh, that's gotta hurt. That's gonna hurt in the morning, or is it like
serious?
It's
pretty serious.
Like really serious.
Yeah, it's pretty serious. Yeah. I don't make fun of that. I mean, it's kind of funny when guys get kicked in the balls. It happens all the time. You know, they're probably gonna be okay.
Yeah, they'll probably be fine. Again, Joe Rogan will be at the Comedy Works tonight at 8, Friday at 8 and 10 p.m., Saturday at 8:30 and 10:30 p.m. The Comedy Works on Larimer. Joe Rogan. I guess not a Boulder native, but a Boulder resident. There you go. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Appreciate
Thanks for being in studio. 8:32 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Joe. We're going to talk a little bit about Rush Limbaugh and whether he should be able to buy an NFL football team. I have an opinion on this that's a little different than what you might think it's going to be. So stick around after a traffic update with Todd Parker.
We've got a multi-vehicle accident. This is southbound I-25, right around 38th. Sounds like a semi is involved in that one. We've got a two-car crash. This is on the right shoulder of westbound I-70, right around Peoria. Could kind of hang things up as you were trying to get off of 225. There's also a wreck. This one's on the ramp to Colorado from westbound I-70. That could also mess up your drive. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day, high of about 65, 66 degrees. Currently, it is 48. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Sick happens. Next Care Urgent Care is the only urgent care in Colorado with conclusive H1N1 testing. Next Care is offering $25 flu shots. Ensure that you and your family are protected this flu season. All major insurance accepted. Walk-ins welcome. Call 1-800-NEXT-CARE or visit nextcare.com for information.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, Barack Obama calls.
There's nothing in the world like it. Taking matters into your own hands and changing your own oil. The professionals at Advance Auto Parts know all about this. They pop open people's minds and bring out their automotive talents every day. They answer your questions and help you find the right parts, tools, and offers to succeed. Like 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and the Purolator Classic oil filter for only $14.99. See store for details. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, Intelligent Assistant, call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
Money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This weekend, half-price VIP tickets to the 13th floor in Asylum Haunted Houses. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there. Spur the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Do you know what happens to flood-damaged cars? They're dried out, cleaned up, and resold. You should avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to carfax.com.
Make it
the perfect Thursday night.
You're making the perfect Thursday night in your garage?
Yeah. I put together a new night of comedy with the funniest shows on TV. The new college comedy Community, Parks and Rec, The Office. Then it's the premiere of the Emmy-winning 30 Rock. And then a new Jay Leno show. I've got enough power to run 3 straight hours of comedy.
Yeah. Too bad somebody already beat you to it.
Come again?
You just built NBC's Thursday night comedy lineup.
I did?
Yeah. All that starts tonight at 8, 7 Central on NBC.
So you're not going to help me carry this in, then?
No.
303-430-7283. Energy Research Group works with all insurance companies. 303-430-7283.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't ever accuse us of being predictable and not trying to cover as many topics and as many different genres as possible here on AM 760. To go from Andrew Romanoff to Joe Rogan is about, I'm not going to say it's the widest variety you can go, but it's certainly pretty damn wide to go from a U.S. Senate discussion to a discussion about Ultimate Fighting. With a stand-up comic, it was stretches the mind a little bit. Speaking about stretching the mind, let's talk a little bit about Rush Limbaugh. He's been in the news lately, as usual, but for something a little bit different. At first, I thought the big story was going to be that Rush Limbaugh judging the Miss America contest. I thought that was going to be the big controversy. But the big, big controversy is Rush Limbaugh trying to be part of a group that buys the St. Louis Rams. And there's been a lot of sound and fury about this. And I want to throw it open for discussion because I want your take on this. Now, let me give you my take. My initial reaction to this is, who cares? And I mean, who cares in all of it? Who cares if Rush Limbaugh wants to buy a team? Who cares if he's going to buy a team? And additionally, who cares if the NFL says no? It's a private business, and Rush Limbaugh, as an investor, is a private investor, and the NFL is a private corporation, and the NFL has a right to say that we don't want somebody like Rush Limbaugh having an ownership stake. Now, I say that because the NFL has certain rules to protect its image. Part of the corporation, part of the NFL's business, is its image. And Rush Limbaugh has his own image. And I think business leaders in the NFL have, at some level, a right to say, hey, if we mix the Limbaugh image with the NFL image, it may hurt our business. So that's my first reaction. My second reaction is I can see both sides of the protest of people, again, both sides who are saying it's not fair. Well, actually, both sides in the sense that some people say he shouldn't be able to buy it. I can see that. And I can see the other side that says he should be able to buy it. Now, let's break this down a little bit. The folks who say he shouldn't be able to buy it are largely basing their argument on the clearly racist comments that Rush Limbaugh has made in the past. Rush Limbaugh, if you're arguing that he has not made, you can argue, I guess, if you want, that he's not a racist, but he certainly has made racist comments. Now, I don't really understand the distinction. Racists make racist comments. I don't really understand how you're not a racist if you're making racist comments. But, you know, here's a guy who says, you know, I'm going to give you just a couple quotes. Have you ever noticed how all composite pictures of wanted criminals resemble Jesse Jackson? Take that bone out of your nose and call me back. The NAACP should have a riot rehearsal. They should get a liquor store and practice robberies. Those are quotes from Rush Limbaugh. I mean, Rush Limbaugh is a racist. So the side that says, look, Rush Limbaugh should not be able to own an NFL team because he's a racist. Now, I can see that even beyond the sort of, look, this is a private corporation, and private corporations should be able to, you know, basically, you know, if they choose to bring in the Rush Limbaugh image, they do that at their peril. But I also see, look, the NFL has got a lot of African-American players. And if I was black and I heard that Rush Limbaugh was going to own a team, and let's not pretend, you know, the NFL, these teams have a cultural impact. They build in part, for better or for worse, the culture in our country. And if I was African American, I would probably be uncomfortable with Rush Limbaugh potentially owning such a culturally important piece of cultural territory because Rush Limbaugh is a racist. Now, the other side, now I know I'm like arguing with myself here, but then I see this other side. Well, is it okay for corporations to make business decisions and prevent people from owning pieces of the corporation as investors based on their political views? Right? I mean, like, let's just take a hypothetical from the other end. Let's say Jesse Jackson was going to buy an NFL team. Now, I that's actually not fair. I'm going to rescind that. Because Jesse Jackson is not a racist. I mean, Jesse Jackson is controversial. Let's say Farrakhan, okay, who has made really, really racially charged, among other kinds of statements. Let's say we take an African-American like Farrakhan was going to buy an NFL team. Would it be okay if the league said no? You know, I mean, what I'm saying here is that it's a slippery slope to make business decisions based on people's political persuasions, because obviously we have a history in this country of doing that, whereby country clubs, private corporations, said, hey, if you're black, you can't be part of this. If you've got certain political views, you can't be part of our country club. And that wasn't okay. So this issue raises a lot of different issues. Again, my initial take is, look, it's a private corporation. You know, Rush Limbaugh should be able to make a bid, and the NFL should be able to say, no, we don't want the Rush Limbaugh image in the NFL. That's a business decision, right? If Rush Limbaugh is allowed as a businessman to make a bid, the NFL is allowed as a business decision, as a matter of business finances, as a matter of business strategy, to say no. But there's all these other issues here. The race issue. Rush Limbaugh is a racist. There's the issue of potential persecution, or not persecution, but discrimination based on his political ideology. I'm not all that comfortable with it, not because I support Rush Limbaugh's political ideology, but because I know how much in the past the shoe, in effect, has been on the other foot, right? That progressives have been persecuted for their political ideology. So where do you come down? 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. If you want to weigh in on anything we talked about with Andrew Romanoff as well, or Joe Rogan, feel free to call 303-713-7600. Kevin in Boulder. Kevin, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, it's Kevin in Boulder, liberal. I was going to say about Rush, beyond him being a racist, I think the NFL just recognizes a basic safety issue. And they don't want someone in their ownership who encourages people to go out of bounds and take cheap shots.
How do you mean the safety issue?
Well, if people go out of bounds and take cheap shots, then players could get hurt.
Are you alluding to something that Limbaugh has said in the past?
Yes, he's always going out of bounds and taking cheap shots.
You mean figuratively?
Well, I'm just being kind of facetious here. It's just
right.
He has said so many things that are so over the top that they recognize the fact that although most of the NFL owners are conservative, except for the Green Bay Packers, mm-hmm. and the Pittsburgh Steelers, that so it's not about politics. He's being booted out because he is who he is.
Well, can you separate the politics from Rush Limbaugh? I mean, I guess what I'm wondering is...
For Rush Limbaugh, no, you can't.
Right. Well, so, but what you're saying is that, look, if most of the owners are conservative, Rush Limbaugh is obviously a conservative, but they're making a decision not based on his politics, but you can't separate Limbaugh out from his politics. I think I'll ask you, are you saying that it's more a business decision? They don't want the Limbaugh image corrupting their view of the value of the image of the NFL. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
That it's a business. I tend to agree with you. I mean, I think that's really what's going on, right? I mean, these guys in the NFL, they want to make money, right? That's what they want. They want to make money. You know, they're not, they'll make, and I try to say this to a lot of different, on a lot of different issues. Ultimately, I mean, you look at the Congress, right? You look at lobbyists. Lobbyists are less partisan than they are about profit. If they can back a Democrat and make more money, they'll back a Democrat. If they can back a Republican and make more money, they'll back a Republican. And I think you're right. I think in terms of, this has nothing to do with a bunch of conservative, I mean, they're a bunch of conservative NFL owners. They're not saying we're going to punish this conservative. They're saying the NFL is a brand, and we don't want the Limbaugh brand ruining the brand. Hey, Kevin, thanks for the call, man.
You betcha.
Tom in Greenwood Village. Tom, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, first of all, thanks for taking my call, David. I enjoy your show. I'm a conservative, but I don't like Rush. I think he's on the lunatic fringe. He's just way, way too out there. But what I would make the comment that what he said about Donovan McNabb and the media wanting a black quarterback to be successful, I would draw the analogy is that any different than right now how we feel about Obama, which is, first of all, I want the guy to be successful because he's our president. But second of all, I want him to be successful because he's a man of color, and I think he's going to break down a lot of barriers in our society. And thirdly, I'd state that, you know, as it relates to our relationships overseas, before he even steps foot on Air Force One to go someplace, his name and his face, whether, you know, however you want to comment that they're like this or not, his name and his face goes miles for improving our relationships abroad before he even steps on Air Force One. Now, is that inappropriate or is that a fact?
No, I you're making a very interesting point, and what I'll respond is by saying that I think there's a difference in the sense of, yes, you can hope Obama does well as president as an American. Because, look, I said this before, I wanted George W. Bush to succeed, even though I was opposed to George W. Bush, because George W. Bush having a successful presidency would be successful for the country. I think it's perfectly fine to say that you want Barack Obama especially to succeed, because he is the first African-American president, and you want, you know, I mean, there's a specialness to that. You want to see the first African-American president do well, because that helps break down the barriers that being the first African-American president confronts. And I think you're right. When he steps on a plane, the image of the first African-American president sends a message, you know, almost immediately. The difference between saying that and what Rush Limbaugh said, I think, is that Limbaugh was saying that, as I read it, that the media was giving McNabb they were promoting McNabb unduly because he was African American. That there was sort of a media affirmative action.
Wouldn't you say the media, though, is kind of doing a little bit of the same thing? Not intentionally, but I mean, for all the reasons that you just said. Would you not say that the liberal media is? I mean, no one's motivations are 100% pure.
Mm-hmm.
So once you say that, there's maybe just a slight overtone of wanting him to be successful in liberal media.
I mean, let's separate out the progressive, you know, media, the stated progressive media. Obviously, a lot of parts of the stated progressive media, frankly, will not report on Barack Obama objectively. You know, we try to do that here on this show. I mean, I will criticize Barack Obama, and I will say I'm a progressive, but I'll be critical of him on Wall Street issues, on financial issues. But let's separate out the progressive media, because I think a lot of the rest of the progressive media, and certainly not all of it, but a lot of the rest of it just is Obama sycophants. They'll say whatever he does is great and whatever the Republicans do is bad. I'm not one of those folks. But in terms of the sort of traditional media, I think you could have argued that maybe right after the election, and maybe a little bit, there are certain examples that before the election that there was a tendency to look more kindly on Obama. I'm not going to ascribe it's because he was black. I mean, look, we have a history in this country of where being a black person has done the opposite of helping you get elected president or elected anything.
Very correct.
Okay, so, but I think there were a lot of factors. There was Bush fatigue. There was, you know, he's young, he's new. I don't think it was sort of media affirmative action, Right. I don't think it was because he was black. And by the way, John McCain was a beneficiary of that when John McCain ran for president in 2000. Right. John McCain was given glowing coverage. And obviously he's not black. It was for other reasons. Do I think that's generally what's going on? The answer is no. I think, frankly, part of the problem, Tom, is that the Republicans have been such a discredited opposition to Obama that it's been hard for the media to really sort of provide any critical coverage, because there's not a very, very credible alternative sort of pushing back, right? I mean, the Republicans have really made themselves into a discredited opposition. And by the way, I don't think that serves anybody's purposes. I mean, that's not good for democracy when you've got such a discredited opposition party. Hey, Tom, I got to get a break. Hey, thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, appreciate it. Bye.
8:51 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're taking your calls on any issue we've been discussing, health care, the Rush Limbaugh thing I'd love to talk about. Do you think Rush Limbaugh should be not allowed to buy an NFL team? We'll take your calls, 303-713-7600, after a traffic update with Todd Parker.
We're looking at some delays as you're trying to get downtown due to a multi-vehicle crash. Two cars and a semi mixed it up. Southbound I-25, right around 38. Your backups are on that approach to 58th. Northbounders on I-25, sluggish from Downing towards 6th Avenue. They're mopping up a crash involving two cars. It's off to the right shoulder, but you may find some activity. Westbound I-70 at Peoria. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's one of Goodyear's biggest sales of the year, and now through October 31st, you can get up to $50 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of four select Goodyear tires. For details and to find a participating retailer, go to GoodyearDealers.com/Denver or call 1-877-GOODYEAR.
Comcast is giving you the hot.
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Le'Veon.
That's Jared!
The design and craftsmanship of Le'Veon jewelry, including the delicious new trends, Le'Veon chocolate diamonds, Le'Veon chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, and raspberry rhodolite garnets in strawberry gold, must be seen to be appreciated. Visit Jared to understand why Le'Veon has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online, using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose, because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team,
spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
This is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19, only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Are you tired of continually spending money on cleaning products that are bad for you and the environment? A one-time purchase of the Our Clean World microfiber cloth infused with silver will last an average of 6 years. With our revolutionary cloth, your impact on the planet is minimal and your savings is huge. We love our cloth for cleaning counters, tile, floors, bathtubs, showers, glass, mirrors, even your car and your pet. Click on our banner ad right now, located on your Listen Live player, or visit OurCleanWorld.com.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble forgetting names and important information. I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Neurostin, she called for a free trial.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Neurostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
856 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I want to be clear. I should have said this before the break. I don't think there is a quote-unquote liberal media. I think the media is mostly conservative ideologically on issues, economic issues, et cetera, et cetera. So I should have probably have said that before the break. I apologize that I didn't to folks who are listening. I think that should be clear from all of my writing and from my career. We're talking about Rush Limbaugh. Should he be able to buy this St. Louis football team? Any other issue we've been talking about this morning about health care? Anything you want to talk about? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Rick in Denver. Rick, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it.
Sure.
After deciding on this call's about health care.
Fire away.
All right. And after deciding not even bothering calling senators or congressmen, stuff is deaf ears, called the radio or the TV stations and don't expect them to transmit anything. But my wife said, hey, call the radio station. So here's the call. The issue is this is not about health care, and it isn't. And you can prove it, because if it was, the government could right now today open up their commissaries, or don't know if that's the right term, where the servicemen go to get cigarettes and food at reduced prices. They could open the doors to the legitimate United States citizens for health care. In addition to that, they can take the stimulus money that they write at the drop of a hat and hire on 200,000 doctors and 450,000 nurses and open up all kinds of little pilot places for all these uninsured people to get their health needs dealt with in the small regards and small matters such as antibiotics and sniffles and earaches.
You're absolutely right, Rick. And, you know, that's been left out of the health care debate, that we could do that. And as Andrew Romanoff said, it's been a mistake that we didn't start the health care debate talking about that. Hey, sorry to cut it short. We got to get the national news. Thanks for your call. After the break, after the national news, we'll do News of the Weird. Stick around.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you Audio On Demand.
The District Court of Palmetto County is now in session. Judge James K. O'Connor presiding.
Counsel, you may present your opening arguments.
Thank you, Your Honor. Allow me to begin by saying...
Case dismissed.
What? I object.
Overruled. I have just received evidence of a Comcast sale with unprecedented savings for everyone. Court is adjourned.
A Comcast sale just popped up, and you can get our best price right now on Comcast Digital Cable. Just $29.99 a month for 12 months. So hurry and call 1-800-COMCAST to get thousands of on-demand choices in crystal clear picture and sound. Plus, there's no installation fee. But make it fast, because our special price of $29.99 a month for 12 months ends soon. So call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Offer ends 10/27/09. Restricted supply. Limited to digital starter for new residential customers. 1-year contract required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, custom installation, taxes, and franchise fees extra.
MIDAS. 888-600-MIDAS. That's 888-600-MIDAS. Again, that's 888-600-MIDAS.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
This recovery is going to take some time.
The jobs market is very gradually on the mend, but still in somewhat recession territory. We probably won't get out of it until, best guess, early next year.
I'm Peter King. It was the worst quarter on record for foreclosures, with much of it fueled by unemployment. Realty Track Senior Vice President Rick Sharga.
Nearly 938,000 households received a foreclosure notice.
Orlando Realtor David Torres says unemployment is reflected in the cross-section of foreclosed homes that he's selling.
I'm dealing
with a lot of, you know, homes in the 100,000s, but I see them in the 40s and the 50s.
Don't expect any improvement anytime soon, Realty Tracks. Sharga says this will be a record-setting year, and next year could be more of the same. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
A new rule is on the way from the Fed next month aimed at curbing anger over rising bank fees. It will require banks to get their customers' permission before slapping them with overdraft charges. Banking analyst Gerard Cassidy says that should make people think twice before overdrawing their accounts.
They may say, you know, let me pay for the latte with cash rather than using my debit card, because if I use my debit card, not only am I going to pay $5 for the latte, I'm going to pay the charge for overdrafting my account.
A new report puts an exclamation point on what officials have long preached: smoking bans work and cutting health risks among non-smokers. Correspondent Barry Bagnato is live on the CBS Health Watch.
Nick, an expert Institute of Medicine panel says the evidence is clear. A review of smoking bans around the world concludes they have a substantial positive impact on health. Panel Chair Johns Hopkins Dr. Lynn Goldman.
Here we have a very strong evidence that there's a cause and effect relationship between exposure to secondhand smoke and heart attacks. That should lead people to the conclusion that these smoking bans need to be instituted.
This follows another study showing in communities creating bans, heart attacks drop sharply within a year. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Pakistan's president says militants have launched a guerrilla war in the wake of attacks that have left at least 39 people dead. In Islamabad, Chris Albritton reports the Taliban is making a statement by targeting national security forces.
We have not seen anything this sophisticated yet. In the past 11 days, there have been numerous terrorist attacks, and they have been escalating each time, both in sophistication and ferocity and coordination.
Authorities in Japan say they freed an American man from jail nearly 3 weeks after he was arrested for allegedly abducting his children from his Japanese former wife, who took them from their Tennessee home. Chris Savoy's current wife, Amy, says he is struggling.
He's faced with the reality that the family life he had in Tennessee has been completely dismantled, apparently irreversibly.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 23 points. This is CBS News.
What's your eureka moment?
Sure, wind and solar energy are part of the future, but we need a reliable source of power to do the job when the wind stops and the sun sets. That power? Natural gas. It's twice as clean as coal and super abundant. So when I realized the success of wind and solar is dependent on natural gas, that was my eureka, baby.
America's new natural gas. Cleaner, smarter energy. Discover more at newnaturalgas.org. Sponsored by America's Natural Gas Alliance.
Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale kicks off with incredible two-day specials Thursday and Friday. Michael Kors wool suits, $169.99. Michael Kors dress shirts, $19.99. Designer sports coats, $69.99. Macy's private brand raincoats, $69.99. Macy's private brand dress shoes, $39.99. Hurry in for great specials Thursday and Friday at Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. So far, Colorado has released 10 prisoners early as part of a plan to save $19 million, including a man previously convicted of a child sex assault case. Governor Ritter had said that no sex offenders or kidnappers would be released early. The chairman of Colorado's parole board says he was not aware that an inmate who was released had a sexual assault conviction. The airport driver accused of plotting a bomb attack in New York is now suspected of having contacts with Al-Qaeda that went nearly all the way to the top. Najib Al-Azazi's attorney says he's not aware of the recent accusations. The Arapahoe County man has pleaded not guilty to a federal charge of conspiring to use weapons of mass destruction against the U.S. Some Senate Democratic lawmakers plan to take another run at a bill that would provide reduced tuition to the children of illegal immigrants. But this time they say the measure would create a new class of tuition that would not require state subsidies. Right now, students who are not in the country legally must pay out-of-state tuition, sometimes making a college education unaffordable. In sports, they're actually continuing the baseball playoffs without the Rockies. The league championship playoffs start today when the Phillies and the Dodgers meet in Los Angeles. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Got a bunch of late accidents getting in your way right now as things are trying to wind down. We've got a center lane crash southbound I-25 at 112th. It's a parking lot pretty much on that approach to 120th. Slow speeds as well for westbounders on I-70. That due to a mixture of volume and an earlier crash that occurred at Peoria. Multi-car crash in the cleanup stages southbound I-25 near 38th. Outside the metro, we've got a wreck on the diagonal. This is at Monarch. It's on the boulder-bound side. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day and warm with a high of about 65 degrees. Cool in the overnight low, dropping down to 40, currently 57. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Watch a championship contender inch closer to glory. The Phillies, the Dodgers, the best teams in the NL, pitted against one another for a coveted spot in the World Series. Don't miss Phillies-Dodgers Game 1, today at 5:30 p.m. Mountain, only on TBS.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show, mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
I wanted to say I love your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Ed Schultz, mornings at 10.
It's not brain surgery.
Then it's Tom Hartman, afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
That's one thing about the Mike Rosen thing. I hope it's not taken as, and you got to listen to the whole quote, but I hope it's not taken as that a garden variety liberal is the opposite of what he was saying that I am. Meaning a garden variety liberal is stupid, uncommitted. I don't think that, Mike Rosen could have been meaning anything, but in the context of what he was saying, that's not what he was exactly saying. I hope people aren't taking it that way. And as I've said, I'm a little uncomfortable getting any praise from Mike Rosen, but hey, I guess I'll take it. We're talking about Rush Limbaugh. It's the story of the moment. Should he be able to buy a NFL team? And I'm of mixed mind on this. On one side, I'm like, you know, hey, NFL is a private corporation. Rush Limbaugh is a private investor. And by the way, the NFL is a private corporation that should be allowed to say no. That, in other words, that all of what's gone on is perfectly fine. Rush Limbaugh made a bid. Fine. The NFL said, we don't like your brand. Your brand mixing with the NFL brand we think would be bad for our business. And I think the NFL is entitled to do that. I think Rush Limbaugh is entitled to make a bid, and that's that. The politics of the issue, I'm of two minds on as well, though. By that I mean, at one level, yes, the NFL is a private corporation. Should be able to do what it wants in terms of how it brands itself. On the other side, though, some people have brought up, well, this is persecution. This is political discrimination. The NFL is saying they're saying they don't want Rush's brand, and brand is a euphemism for his political ideology. Now, I am not a supporter of Rush Limbaugh's political ideology, but I'm uncomfortable with discrimination against anybody based on their political ideology. At least as a principle. I guess what I mean is that, and Rush Limbaugh is pretty extreme, right? I mean, if you're a Nazi, like an open Nazi, which Rush Limbaugh is not an open Nazi, but he is certainly an open racist, should you be able to buy an NFL team? By that I mean, it's not should you be able to make a bid. Should the NFL, should a corporation be able to discriminate against you based on your political views as, let's say, a Nazi? I still think they should, but the reason I'm a little hesitant is only because political discrimination has tended to disproportionately impact progressives. Right? I mean, it's not so long ago in our history that if you were a progressive, you were accused of being a communist and you couldn't get a job because you were blacklisted. Right? So there is that other issue there. And then, of course, is the issue of race itself. You know, if I was an African-American, yes, I would feel quite uncomfortable with the idea of Rush Limbaugh, an open racist, owning an NFL team. Because the NFL is not just your average corporation. It has a cultural impact on what we as a society say is okay and what we as a society say is not okay. So this is a pretty complicated issue. beneath the business of it. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. And feel free to weigh in on any of the topics we've been talking about this morning. We talked healthcare in the first hour with Andrew Romanoff. We talked climate change. So anything you want to talk about that we've been discussing this morning, I'm particularly interested in the Rush Limbaugh stuff. But if you want to talk about something else, 303-713-7600. John in Littleton. John, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David. I actually called to talk about the Medicare cuts and how I think that's a horrible thing for this country to do.
Fire
but I think it, well, I think it can dovetail with the Limbaugh thing. The bottom line is that the United States currently is an institutionally racist country. And before we get to anything, I'd like you to try to defend your comment that Rush Limbaugh is an open racist. How do you defend that?
How do I defend?
Yeah. Based on what do you make that statement?
Well, Rush Limbaugh has made racist statements. Let me pull them up on my computer here.
Well, if you're going to go back to the James Earl Ray comment, there's no basis for that. Everything this guy ever says is recorded, and there is no recording. There's not even a transcript of him ever saying that.
Well, he has said, for instance, he told a caller to get off the line and take the bone out of their nose. He has said that criminals look like. Why is it that every criminal looks like Jesse Jackson?
Do you have transcripts? Do you have recordings of these statements?
I can try to find them. Sure.
I'd like for you to find them because this is nothing more than a hit job. And by the way, you know he's been kicked out of this group already.
You're saying that you don't think Rush Limbaugh has made any racist comments?
He's made comments regarding race.
He's made comments regarding race.
Yes.
Well, now,
but that doesn't make him a racist. The whole McNabb statement. I happen to think was absolutely correct. What he said was that McNabb was overrated by the media because the media was desirous that a black quarterback would be successful. By the way, the same season Rush Limbaugh said that, Donovan McNabb and Brian Greasy had the exact same QB rating.
All right, let me read you a couple here.
Let me finish that point. Brian Greasy got fired that year. Donovan McNabb got a chunky soup deal that year. So there is something to what Limbaugh said that, you know, they could have the same quarterback rating, Greasy and McNabb. McNabb gets an endorsement deal, Greasy gets fired.
John, it's shocking to me that you could say that Rush Limbaugh has not made racist comments. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous.
He's made comments regarding race.
No. And I disagree with you, and I think it's easy for white America to try to label comments that are racist as just comments about race. That's like saying, for instance, that when Bill Clinton likened Obama's campaign to Jesse Jackson's campaign, oh, he was just talking about, you know, just talking about another candidate. He wasn't talking about race. This is the code. This is the dog whistle. And frankly, it's a lot of BS, and it doesn't fly here. It's not convincing. I'll read you just a couple. This took me 1 second to find on the internet. Okay, and I have all of the clips here. Okay, I have all of the recordings. I believe Obama is an angry black guy. He was a bad guy. He's one angry guy. His wife is angry as well. In Obama's America, is another one. In Obama's America, the white kids now get beat up with the black kids cheering. Obama's entire economic program is reparations. Obama is more African in his roots than he is American and is behaving like an African colonial despot. Okay, now, are you serious
that
he's talking about... No, let's not back up for a second. Hold on a second. I gave you plenty of time to talk. Now, this is a... I hope everybody is listening carefully. Because this is exactly what dog whistle politics is all about. Somebody comes on the show and says, hey, Rush Limbaugh's only talking about race. He's only talking about race. He's not being a racist. That is racism in the 21st century, is the idea that a white guy who's a multi-multi-millionaire with a huge radio listenership is actually the one, as you're implying, he's the one being persecuted, right? Because he's only talking about race when he says Obama's an angry black man. Well, he's only talking about race. He's the persecuted guy by the African Americans in this country. I mean, it's such a joke.
Let me back up his statement about the reparations. That's absolutely true. The Medicare cuts today that were just announced this morning absolutely
Obama's entire economic program is about reparations to slaves. Is that what you're saying? That's not racist. That's not an attempt to tap into a racist.
How is that racist?
You're a joke. You are a joke. Really, you got to come into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo with some better arguments. How is billing Barack Obama's economic program as racial reparations racist? Are you freaking kidding me? You're the kind of guy who'd see a burning cross on somebody's lawn and say, that's not racist. That's just a burning cross. That's just a burning cross. It's not racist. What's racist about? You're the kind of guy who would see a pointy white hat and say, it's just a hat. Just wearing a hat. They're just talking about race. They're not racist. Next time you come into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, John, come in with better arguments. Thanks for the call. Or really not thanks for the call. Thanks for a good example about what dog whistle racism is all about. Eric in Arvada, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Dave. The guy stole my thunder. I mean, this is what my call's all about. This is exactly what my call's about, and it's almost like this guy set me up for this call. This is perfect. This reminds me, and I'm sure you remember this, the phony soldiers deal. There, and it's going to go over just as well. There is a certain segment of this population that gets their news from one side and literally does not hear the quotes. Somebody like Tom Tancredo gets on the radio last night and says Limbaugh never made the quotes. They believe that.
They did.
Then when you confront them with 28 segments from Media Matters, they say that's not what they meant.
No,
you can't get through to them.
You're exactly right. I mean, the idea that, oh, that's only, you've only seen a transcript, you haven't heard this stuff. It's so unconvincing. I mean, you heard me, right? I literally took 1 second on Google, because I didn't have it pulled up on my computer. It took me 1 second, not just to pull up the quotes, by the way, but to actually pull up the audio. I could push a button, and my computer is not connected to the board here. But every one of those quotes I just read has a YouTube clip with them of the audio of Rush Limbaugh. Now, the point is, and I wonder what your take on this is, because we talked about dog whistle politics and dog whistle racism. But if you stipulate that Rush Limbaugh is a racist, let's just stipulate that, because I've read the quotes. That's not even the question. I mean, I can't believe people are actually, that they want to debate whether he's a racist. It's so absurd. But the question is, should that disqualify him from being able to make a bid or potentially owning a piece of an NFL team?
No, it doesn't, but The National Football League is an entity that does not like controversy, and they have every right to discriminate as far as the potential to lose them money. And that's what it's all about. They're powerful. I mean, when nobody else could get out of DIA back in 97, the Broncos flew to Buffalo during a snowstorm. They are powerful.
Yeah, so you're saying it's a business decision. I mean, so they just don't want their brand, whether people think he's a racist or not, and I can continue. I've got another 5 or 10 comments here from the recordings. What you're saying is whether people think he's a racist or not, it's just the NFL saying we don't want our brand soiled by controversy.
Exactly, and actually they have a right to do that. It's tilting our way this time. He's 0-for-2 with these guys because of the way he is. They're Republicans. Those people, with the exception of Mr. Rooney.
That's right.
These owners are Republicans.
No, that's right. So the whole idea that it's political persecution, right? A group of Republican owners somehow politically persecuting the political ideology of a conservative radio host. You're right. It's absurd. Hey, Eric, thanks for the call. 919 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll reopen the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, and we will do our News of the Weird segment. The big news of the weird, a riot in Ohio around a lottery winner. We'll do that right after the break, and then get back to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with Todd Parker.
Speeds are starting to improve for southbounders on I-25 on that approach to 120.
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek. I can hear a sleeping child cough through three closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products from Theraflu to Aleve to Soft Lips, moms can do anything. Save money, live better, Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, we'll help you actively oversee your overexposed identity, and you'll feel safer than you've ever felt before.
It's like my identity is swaddled in bubble wrap, then surrounded in marshmallows, which is in an armored car inside a bank vault.
With Identity Guard, you'll be able to see your important financial and personal records in just a few clicks.
If I want to click on a suspicious-looking email, that's what I'm going to do.
And if anything seems amiss, you can count on the Identity Guard professional response team to be there for you, and our $1 million loss insurance.
I feel so safe, I'm going to share my social security number with the world.
Actually, that's a really stupid idea.
Identity management that comes with that toasty, all wrapped up in a snuggy feeling. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now, or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
The District Court of Palmetto County is now in session. Judge James K. O'Connor presiding.
Counsel, you may present your opening arguments.
Thank you, Your Honor. Allow me to begin by saying...
Case dismissed.
What? I object.
Overruled. I have just received evidence of a Comcast sale with unprecedented savings for everyone. Court is adjourned.
A Comcast sale just popped up, and you can get our best price right now on Comcast Digital Cable. Just $29.99 a month for 12 months. So hurry and call 1-800-COMCAST to get thousands of on-demand choices in crystal clear picture and sound. Plus, there's no installation fee. But make it fast, because our special price of $29.99 a month for 12 months ends soon. So call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Offer ends 10/27/09. Restrictions apply. Limited to digital starter for new residential customers. 1-year contract required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment custom installation taxes and franchise fees extra.
Or you can get a revolution in sleep called the Sleep Number Bed. A bed so ingenious, it calibrates to the precise zone of comfort your body needs. Adjustable on each side for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number Bed at a Sleep Number Center, where queen-size mattresses start at just $6.99. And during our Columbus Day closeout on innovative i8 bed sets, you can save up to $750. But only while supplies last. Everybody has a Sleep Number. Find yours before our Columbus Day sale ends on October 18th at only one place, a Sleep Number Center.
Select Comfort Sleep Number Centers are in most major malls, including Southwest Plaza and 29th Street in Boulder.
When you hear that music, it's news of the weird. News sometimes of the scary. This off the AP wire. Police say an Ohio woman being driven around in a limousine announced at a coat store she'd won the lottery and would pay for everyone's purchases, but ended up causing a riot when customers realized it was a hoax. Columbus Police Lieutenant Michael Deacon said the woman announced Tuesday she'd spend $500 on everyone at a Burlington coat factory, prompting customers to gather at registers and call relatives when the police arrived. 500 people filled the store, and another 1,000 were outside. Cashiers rang up sales before discovering the woman had zero money. Angry customers grabbed clothes without paying. That is an absolutely absurd story. It's like funny and ridiculous and sad at the same time. This is not funny. The North Pole will turn into an open sea during summer within a decade, according to data released Wednesday by a team of explorers who trekked through the Arctic for 3 months. That's pretty frightening. And our final News of the Weird story, it's pretty light on News of the Weird today. California First Lady Maria Shriver said she's sorry for breaking the state law that requires drivers to use hands-free devices while talking on cell phones. The celebrity website TMZ posted two photographs and a video Tuesday showing Shriver holding a phone to her ear while she was behind the wheel. That prompted Governor Schwarzenegger to write about it on Twitter, where he said there's going to be swift action. On Wednesday, Shriver said she will donate her favorite old cell phone to a program that helps prevent. And this is a typo in the AP. It says that helps domestic violence. No, that helps prevent domestic violence. That's your News of the Weird. We'll go back to the phones. Rush Limbaugh, Should he be able to own an NFL team? Couple little points I want to make here. Actually, they're not so little. My brother text messaged me. He's been listening to the show. He said he thinks it's ridiculous that that Michael Vick should be able to play in the NFL, but Rush Limbaugh shouldn't be able to own an NFL team. That's a good point. I think that's a pretty fair point. Michael Vick, you know, if it's a question of image and branding, Michael Vick brings certainly a negative image and certainly controversy to the NFL. Now, is it the same level of controversy as Rush Limbaugh? I don't know. Is a player a lesser figure or a bigger figure than an owner? Again, I don't know. I would say that Limbaugh is probably more famous than Michael Vick. Limbaugh's been around in the public sphere longer and is more famous. So maybe there's that going on there. But it's certainly a fair point, a fair question. Now, a couple other things I just want to bring up. Rush Limbaugh, is Rush Limbaugh a racist? I mean, if people really want to get into this, and I think it's better to just stipulate that the guy is a racist, or at least has made very, very racist comments, before getting into the more interesting discussion about whether even stipulating that, whether he should be banned from owning a team in the NFL, I just want to read you a couple more quotes. There's a top 10 list of racist comments by Rush Limbaugh here I'm reading. I mean, let's face it, we didn't have slavery in this country for over 100 years because it was a bad thing, quite the opposite. So this is what Limbaugh's saying. Slavery built the South. It had its merits, and the streets were safer after dark. He's talking about the era of slavery. You know who deserves a posthumous Medal of Honor? James Earl Ray. Rush Limbaugh said, "We miss you, James. Godspeed." James Earl Ray was the confessed assassin of Martin Luther King. I already talked about, have you ever noticed how all composite pictures of wanted criminals resemble Jesse Jackson? That's Rush Limbaugh. Right, so you go into Darfur and you go into South Africa, you get rid of the white government there, he said, defending the apartheid government. You put sanctions on them, you stand behind Nelson Mandela, who was bankrolled by communists, had the support of communist leaders. You go to Ethiopia, you do the same thing. Rush Limbaugh criticizing our policy of trying to get rid of the apartheid government in South Africa. Look, let me put it to you this way. The NFL all too often looks like a game between the Bloods and the Crips without any weapons. There, I said it. The NAACP should have riot rehearsal. They should get a liquor store and practice robberies of African Americans. He said, they're 12% of the population. Who the hell cares? Take the bone out of your nose and call me back. I think the media has been desirous that a black quarterback do well. They're interested in black coaches and black quarterbacks doing well. I think there's a little hope invested in McNabb, and he got a lot of credit for the performance of his team that he really didn't deserve. Now, this takes 5 seconds to find these online with recording. He called Barack Obama, Barack the Magic Negro. He said, I'll give you just a couple more. It's just important to get these out here because we're going to have people who are going to call up and pretend that Rush Limbaugh is not a racist or hasn't made racist statements, if you can make such a differentiation. Here you have a black president trying to destroy a white policeman. We saw firefighters under assault by agents of Barack Obama. Now white policemen are under assault. Limbaugh suggests Obama would not have acted if he'd known that the Somali pirates were actually young black Muslim teenagers. Limbaugh suggests Democrats and the media believe you can't criticize the little black man-child. I mean, this is a guy who is obsessed with race and being a racist. A few more. Limbaugh, Obama's nomination goes back to the fact that nobody has the guts to stand up and say no to a black guy, right? Because no one in American history has been standing up to black people, right? But black people are just the most empowered. They're the most powerful group in the country. I mean, what planet are you living on to say that that is not a racist comment? Not just racist, but idiotic. The government has been taking care of black people their whole lives, said Limbaugh in 2007. And the last one I'll read. Limbaugh on minorities. The days of them not having any power are over, and they are angry. This is a racist. The more interesting question is whether the NFL should not allow him to own a team. I think it's a private corporation. I think they should make a business decision the way they want to make a business decision, and that's the very free market that Rush Limbaugh and his ditto heads say they love. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Chris in Denver. Chris, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, I'd be interested if you could actually play the audio of him, Limbaugh, talking about the guy who assassinated Martin Luther King.
I will try to find it.
But it doesn't exist. That's the problem. You can't find it. If you do...
What about all the other... What about? All right, let's stipulate.
No,
you hold on a second. Let's just stipulate for a second. I read it, and I will try to find the audio. Let's stipulate for a second. Chris, let me finish. Let's stipulate for a second that quote is made up, which I don't believe. I don't believe it's been reported. I don't believe it, but let's just take that and set it aside for a second. I am looking at the audio of every single other quote that I have read there. What do you have to say about that?
I don't think you are looking at the audio of all those things.
See you later. Bye. See you later. Thanks for your call. Alan in Arvada. Alan, you're on AM 760.
How you doing this morning?
All right.
Well, I agree with you that Limbaugh, it's just a business decision. And the Michael Vick thing, it's still just a business decision, but he actually helps win football games. Whereas the owner is not going to.
That's a good point. You mean that Vick, let's just say Vick is as controversial as Rush Limbaugh. Let's just say.
And I think that he is.
Okay. All right. Vick is as controversial as Rush Limbaugh. But what you're saying is that Vick adds something more than money.
Exactly.
That his talent,
right?
His football talent. That's a very good point. I mean that's a compelling argument that Michael Vick has value beyond just being a player, that he actually maybe can win football games.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's the difference between the two of them.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, Alan, thanks for the call, man.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Take care. Kathleen on the cell. Kathleen, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, anyway, anybody who thinks Russia's a racist, I mean, it's just a joke.
Well, I was laughing
so hard when you were talking with this guy. I mean, I was like, you got to be kidding me.
I'll go farther than you will, and I'll say this. Anybody who comes onto this show, or anybody who walks around saying, knowing what I just read, all of those quotes, I mean, it was like encyclopedic. Anybody who says that Rush Limbaugh's not a racist after hearing that, anybody who says that is a racist. I'm going to say that. Anybody who says that is a racist.
Yep, no, I totally agree with you, because if they're being honest, and that tells me they can't see it. And if they can't see it, then they're not looking at it the right way.
Well, the question is whether they can't see it, or whether they don't want to see it, or whether they see it and deny it.
Exactly. It doesn't matter, though.
It doesn't matter. And it's really infuriating. And I promise, I will do my due diligence and look up the quote about James Earl Ray, and we'll see if it doesn't exist, whether it's fabricated. I have trouble believing that's true, considering it's been widely reported. I will do my due diligence. What I can say to you is every single other quote that I have read, I have the YouTube audio right in front of me. And
he's talking one quote. Who cares? I mean, the thing of it is I'm so outraged about this. I mean, America needs to just stand up and say, enough is enough. We are not going to be a racist country. I mean, that's what needs to happen. And this business of Russia having have a football team or whatever, baloney. And I mean, I've got stronger words than that. No, this kind of hate, it needs to be stopped. And, you know, I feel the same way about Vic. Maybe he is a top-notch football player, but I don't really care. He killed animals. And somebody would say, well, he did his time. Baloney. What he should do, at least take half of his profit and give it to the shelters that they have for these animals. Animals don't even have a voice.
Yeah, no, I'm not absolving Michael Vick. I mean, I think what he did was terrible. I think, I'm not comfortable with him being in the NFL. I mean, it's the NFL's decision, and the NFL, again, it's a private corporation. They made their decision. Michael Vick served his time. I think it was a disgusting crime that he committed. But this is, you're right, this is a different issue in the sense that the NFL clearly does not want a racist and racism associated with its brand. Now, you can argue that the NFL has been a racist in some ways institution in the past, but that it doesn't want its brand known as racist. Now, I think they're well within their rights of making that decision. They are a private corporation. What's hilarious is that the people who are protesting, who are upset about this, the Rush Limbaugh ditto heads, these are the same frickin' people who continue to tell us that we just got to let the free market do what it wants to do. The NFL is a private corporation doing what it's allowed to do in a free market, baby. So where are all the ditto heads talking about the free market? It's the double standard. It's a double standard on behalf of a dog whistle racist. And by the way, I don't even think the quotes that I've read are even dog whistle, right? Dog whistle implies that it's subtle. That stuff is blatant. Hey, thanks for the call. 9:36 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll reopen the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with Tom Parker.
Speeds are quickly getting back to normal for southbounders on I-25 as you're coming out of Thornton and Northgon. Now, we had an earlier accident that occurred right around 112th. It's now gone, so those slowdowns. Same deal for westbounders on I-70 past Chambers. We had a wreck at Peoria. That's gone. Again, so are the delays. Now, as far as the rest of the highways go, no problems to report on C-470. 76 looking good. Same deal on 225. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's one of Goodyear's biggest sales of the year, and now through October 31st, you can get up to $50 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of four select Goodyear tires. For details and to find a participating retailer, go to GoodyearDealers.com/Denver or call 1-877-GOODYEAR.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis
Marriage. That's Jared!
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour. My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $50 to $1,300.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance.com. At coloradco.com.
Flood-damaged car is like a ticking time bomb. Airbags don't work, and the car's electrical systems are rusting away. Avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to carfax.com.
DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com are your destination for late-model Corvette sales and service in Colorado. Large Corvette showroom, great Corvette service. Buy your next new or used Corvette from people who care. DenverCorvette.com is PurefoyChevrolet.com.
800-590-5250. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-590-5250. Not available in all states.
Right now, the Home Depot has 15% off select special order windows and doors from top brands like Gelbwin and Feather River. Many are Energy Star rated for lower energy bills. That's savings you can put toward a programmable thermostat or better insulation, which should give you a nice warm feeling inside your wallet. 15% off select special order windows and doors. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 21st, U.S. only. See store for details.
DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com are your destination for late model Corvette sales and service in Colorado. Large Corvette showroom, great Corvette service. Buy your next new or used Corvette from people who care. DenverCorvette.com is PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Don't do it! Don't buy hardwood floors until you've checked out Lumber Liquidators. If you've already made your
Don't do it! Don't buy hardwood floors until you've checked out Lumber Liquidators. If you've already made your purchase, refuse delivery and get a refund now. And take all the boxes back. Don't waste your money. Lumber Liquidators can beat every price you've ever seen on hardwood flooring. Save hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars at Lumber Liquidators. To prove it, we'll give you a free full-color catalog now. You won't believe the beautiful top-quality hardwood, hand-scraped bamboo, or cork and laminate floors you can have at these incredible prices. You must see to believe. Even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Our prices are incredibly low because we only sell hardwood flooring. No fancy overhead, no fooling around. Want high quality at the absolute lowest prices anywhere? We can ship directly to you. Or stop by any location in your area. Call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-5790. Call 800-580-5790. That's 800-580-5790.
Okay, in the short break we've had, I've tried to look up about this quote about James Earl Ray. Rush Limbaugh denies that he said it. It was reported in a book called, what is this called? This book is called 101, I'm blowing the name of the book, here we go. 101 People Who Are Really Screwing America. It's quoted to an old radio show. Rush Limbaugh denies that he said that. But every other quote, oh, he also denies that he said it was taken out of context, the quote about slavery. That's a classic two-step. But all the other quotes that I read all have the audio. I just sent Tony, the producer here, the audio. We'll try to pull up some of it, that we can. I mean, it's really unbelievable to me that people would deny that Rush Limbaugh has made racist comments. I mean, really. It's just unbelievable. And the way they do it is they parse one quote. Oh, this is taken out of context. This one, or oh, this one was misquoted. But it's the totality of it. I mean, come on, really, come on. Now, some people have said, have emailed us. You can always email us at www.am760.net on the J. Marvin page. Some people emailed us and said, well, you know, Michael Vick, this whole Michael Vick point that if Michael Vick can be in the league, why can't Rush Limbaugh? And then they cite other people, other NFL players who've had problems. To say the least, Ray Lewis, Michael Irvin. But that, if you got a problem with the NFL making a decision, I mean, I guess you can have that problem, but the Rush Limbaugh people, you're free market people. You're the one who says a corporation should be able to make any decision they want. They should be able to deny us coverage when we have health care coverage. They should be able to rip us off. Now all of a sudden you're mad because the corporation says, hey, we're making a business decision here. We don't want that racist POS, Rush Limbaugh, in our league. And all of a sudden you're freaked out and you're upset and you're crying and whining. Here's the smallest violin in the world playing for all the ditto heads, you lobotomized freaks. Really, get some consistency. So which is it? Are you free market and the NFL is a corporation that can do whatever it wants? Or are you for Rush Limbaugh affirmative action? Because that's what these people are arguing for. 303-713-7600. Let's see. We're going to get James on the cell denying that Rush Limbaugh has made racist comments. Fire away, James.
Hi, Dave. First, I wanted to start off by saying that of all the progressive talkers, I find you the easiest to listen to, and your logic is easier to follow than a lot of others.
I appreciate that.
Sure, I've been on, this is my third time with you now, and so I always like to start off by praising your radio.
Well, you don't always have to praise, I should say to everybody, you know, when you come into the AM760 dojo, you do not have to kiss the ring or praise me. I appreciate it, but don't think it's a prerequisite.
I don't think it is either. I just wanted to start
Thank
off
you.
On the right foot.
Appreciate it.
Cool. So I wanted to respond to what you were saying about Limbaugh listeners having a double standard with the free market and everything. I haven't heard, and this doesn't mean that comments haven't been made, but I haven't heard anybody, and I personally don't believe that the NFL shouldn't be allowed to do what they're doing. I mean, like, you know, to keep with the, you know, have a single standard, I think most Limbaugh listeners would agree they should be and are allowed to do what they're doing and having Limbaugh step down for, you know, know, marketing reasons or publicity reasons or whatever. It's perfectly legal and it's perfectly allowable, and I don't think anybody would want to take that right away from them. It's just a sad commentary on where the business is, where the world is, when you're basically discriminated against for your views.
Well, but I think that happens all the time. I mean, and maybe you weren't listening, but I made this point earlier. Let's just take it to its logical extreme here. And I'm not saying Rush Limbaugh is a Nazi. But let's say the leader of the Nazi party in the United States wanted to buy an NFL team. Would you say that the NFL forget about the legal issues. You're saying legally it's fine. But are you saying that you have a problem? You would have had a problem with the NFL as a private corporation saying that we don't want the leader of the American Nazi party to own an NFL team?
I think morally they have every right, yeah, to say that. But I think there's degrees there, and I think Limbaugh falls into the degree where I don't think it would have harmed them, but I think like an overt, you know, staunch Nazi is you know a much higher degree where it would, you know, absolutely harm them.
Well, all I would ask you to do is try to think about, and I ask the whole audience to do this. Try to think about what the Rush Limbaugh quotes that I read off, and they're encyclopedic. Try to think about what it would feel like to hear that as a black person, right? I mean, try to think about how that would feel.
And actually, that brings me to my next point or question that I wanted to get to. I wanted, to, based on what he has said, how deep do you think his racism is?
You know, I mean, I don't pretend to be a psychologist, meaning I have no idea if what Rush Limbaugh is saying or has said has nothing to do with what he believes and he's just an entertainer, or it has everything to do with what he believes. And I don't pretend to be a psychologist. I mean, Rush Limbaugh may be the nicest guy in the world. I have no idea. My only point is that I can understand a major cultural commodity like the NFL saying, hey, we don't want this to be part of our brand. Now, I agree with the people who say, well, you know, why do they want Michael Vick to be part of their brand? And somebody made a good point. They said, you know, well, maybe it's because Michael Vick's actually a good, also, additionally, not just a brand, but is a great football player.
Yeah. I think, wouldn't you say, though, that if you believe something, for example, in racism, like if you are a racist, wouldn't there be actions that follow from that?
No, not necessarily, because he is a media leader, meaning he's not, you know, he's not a leader. I don't buy the whole nonsense that he's a leader of the Republican Party, right? I mean, he is a media leader, and within his arena, he certainly has, I mean, in his arena, in his profession, what you say is an action, right? Because that's what he does. And I also I forgot to bring this point up, and I think this is a very important point, because I heard people railing on this on another station, on a conservative station. You know, the NFL Players Union, which is a majority African American, came out strongly against Limbaugh. Now, some people say, well, that's unacceptable. You know, why are they listening? They shouldn't be listening to the union. Well, first of all, the union are the players in the league. But secondly, the NFL management, I don't think there's anything wrong with the NFL management just looking at what the NFL Players Union is saying in a business sense. By that I mean you hear all sorts of in the business press, right? If a company's being sold to another company, the other company that's buying it looks at labor management relations, they may not want to buy it if the union is thinking about striking, because this is all a business decision. And I think, you know, if the NFL Players Union, which has obviously a vested interest in the NFL surviving and doing well, is saying, hey, we don't want Rush Limbaugh to be an owner of a team, I think that's pretty legitimate. I mean, these are the people that these kinds of decisions arguably most affect.
Right. I see all the points there. I want to make one more point to kind of weigh in favor of Limbaugh against the possibility that he's a racist. And these are the actions I was speaking of earlier. He has a black man that works for him that screens his calls. He has a black guy that fills in for him when he can't get to a show for whatever reason. And he has also defended Clarence Thomas. And these are all, I think those should be weighed, you know. Everyone needs to make up their own mind.
James, I respectfully, and I mean this respectfully, I respectfully think you're making the my best friend's black argument, which is that, hey, I've said all these racist things, but I'm not a racist because my call screener is black. I mean, actually, do you watch the show Mad Men?
No.
You should watch it, because this comes up a lot in the show. It's about the 60s, and basically you've got a family, a white family. I'm not giving away anything here, but you got a white family that makes its fairly racist views pretty obvious sometimes, and yet they have a good relationship with their black housekeeper. And this has been one of the ways, I think, and I'm not saying you're doing it, but what I'm saying is that for dog whistle racists like Rush Limbaugh, one of the ways that they've defended themselves is saying, hey, my best friend's black. Hey, my call screener's black. Hey, my fill-in person is black. That doesn't absolve anybody from the ramifications of what they've actually done and said. And in fact, in some ways, Rush Limbaugh trying to use that as a defense suggests that he actually knows what he's trying to do, that he's actively trying to manipulate.
Used that as a defense for himself. I just wanted to bring it up because I've never heard anyone else bring it up.
Yeah,
I think it speaks to his honest views of equality, and that I think he elevates somebody to the same position as him.
Well, I don't think allowing somebody to guest host for you or allowing somebody to screen your calls is elevating somebody to an equal position as you. And I certainly don't think that's true when you put it next to his comments about race. And James, I got to get a break, but I really appreciate your call, man.
Sure.
9:51 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to try to play a couple of these clips from Rush Limbaugh. And that guy Chris, that guy with the British accent, that real D-bag, when he called up, he really pissed me off. He really pissed me off because he did the tactic that's just so dishonest. Oh, well, this one quote is called into question, so that means Rush Limbaugh isn't a racist. I hate people like that. I'm not a hater. But I hate people like that, because it's just so willfully dishonest. Let's get a traffic update with Todd Parker.
Southbound I-25, still busy downtown. You may find a few more cars than usual for this time of day. Also on the southbound side of I-25, right around 84th. But neither stretch will tack too much time onto your drive. If you're in the high country, slushy conditions along I-70 at those higher elevations, and chain laws are in effect for the big rigs over Loveland Pass. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, road safety starts where rubber meets road. Through October, when you visit your neighborhood Toyota dealers and buy three tires, you get the fourth tire for just $1. For the right tires at the right price, trust your neighborhood Toyota dealer. Toyota, the right choice.
Our democracy has been seized by socio and psychopaths who are the so-called...
Your local Ace has the items you'll be looking for this fall on sale right now. For a limited time, buy 12 ounces of Great Stuff insulating foam sealant for just $2.99. You'll save over 30%. Earn double points on your Ace Rewards card store-wide. Plus, get expert advice to save time and money. Now that's a value. Hurry. The super savings ends soon at Ace, the helpful place.
Prices good at participating stores through October while supplies last. See store for Ace Rewards details.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. We've installed over 30 solar systems for elementary, middle, and high schools in Denver and throughout Colorado. As a longtime educator myself, I'm helping teachers develop curriculum for children to learn more about energy efficiency and renewable energy. With new local rebates, federal tax credits, and grant funding, now is a great time for schools to get solar electric systems installed at little or no cost. Let us help you get solar on your school. Call SolSource for a free evaluation at 303-297-1874 or online at SolSourceInc.com.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are, and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now. 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
56 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. What I'm going to do, instead of wasting airtime playing these clips, I'm going to post them right after the show on my Twitter feed, www.twitter.com/DavidSirota, DavidSirota. I'll post it right after the show. Let's go back to the phones. Darren in Lakewood. Darren, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Oh, good morning. Rush Limbaugh is probably one of the biggest pariah for, you know, any kind of news that other people besides people who actually think for themselves has done for the United States. I think the guy's a racist. He obviously is a racist.
It's obvious. It's self-evident.
Yeah. I mean, he came out and said it. I mean, how could you disagree? How could anybody disagree with the fact that what came out of his mouth more than once, probably, you know, Glenn Beck is just a buffoon. But Rush Limbaugh obviously is an intelligent, you know, person, because he's, you know, he's made, what, $500 million?
Yeah, right. No, Darren, you're right. I mean, the reason why he gets called the leader of the Republican Party, I don't think it's exactly fair, but is because he's not a buffoon. He's not a rodeo clown like Glenn Beck, although Glenn Beck, I don't think, is as much of a rodeo clown as everyone thinks, but he is very calculated, and his comments about race are very, very calculated. Hey, thanks for the call. All right, last call of the day, Byron in Highlands Ranch. Byron, you're on AM 760. You got about 30 seconds.
Hi, Dave. Great show. Hey,
thanks.
Listen, Rush, you know, Rush can say anything he wants by First Amendment right. And the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, there are consequences to things that you say and do in this world. And he is suffering some of those consequences right now. It's not that he's conservative. It's not that he said racist things. It's that there's consequences to what he said.
Byron, I love that point. I love ending on that point, because that's such an important point. The First Amendment grants you freedom and protection to say what you want. It does not grant you freedom from the consequences of what you say. When you are a racist and you voice racist things on a giant radio station, you should be ready to feel the consequences of that. Such a good point. Thanks for the call. Thanks for ending the show on that note. I'm going to go home and cool off. See you tomorrow.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals, who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an intelligent assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
Calls for $250 stimulus payments to senior citizens.